Today, the final game of this three-game series between the A's and the Angels. The A's won last night's game by a score of 4-3. So the winner in this afternoon's game will take over first place in the Western Division of the American League. The A's will try to accomplish that as right-hander Joe Blanton starts for the club. Be opposed to right-hander Paul Byrd of the Angels. Tomorrow night, the homestand continues as the Minnesota Twins in town for the first time this year. Tomorrow night, game one of a three-game weekend series. Yesterday's warm-up shows received gift certificates to the Men's Warehouse. From corporate to casual, you'll find Men's Warehouse to be tastefully affordable. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT. And A's players and coaches will receive a gift courtesy of Hershey's Bubble Yum Bubble Gum. For the biggest bubbles, chew Bubble Yum, the only gum with real yum, Bubble Yum. On display now at Rotten Robbie convenience stores. That's your warm-up. Stay tuned. From the Coliseum in Oakland, it's the A's and Angels coming up next.
The A's warm-up has been brought to you by Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light, cold down easy, and by Craig and Auto Parts. Craig and Auto Parts promises that if you ever find a lower price on one of our products somewhere else, we'll beat that price by 5%, guaranteed. Lower prices, parts, and more at your Craig and Auto store. We got it. Stay tuned now for all the excitement of 2005 Oakland A's baseball, coming up next on the A's Radio Network.
Home of the 2005 Oakland A's, a different brand of baseball. 610 AM, KFRC, San Francisco.
We know things. We know that traveling 1,200 miles to see your team play on the road is perfectly normal to everyone but your wife. We know that yelling at a bad call is far more satisfying in a stadium than it is in your living room. And we know that hugging a total stranger in the seat next to you is completely acceptable after any goal, run, or touchdown scored. At American Airlines, we know because we fly more people, more miles than any airline on Earth. And we know for you, it's more than a flight to an away game. It's a test of your devotion as a fan. It's a hot dog scarfed and another great sports memory made. We know it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
When you're planning the most important day of your life, you deserve to be treated like royalty. At Men's Warehouse, you will be.
Hi, my name is Vicki Donahue. I am a bride who just had my wedding yesterday, and we just returned our tux to Men's Warehouse. Honestly, your shop treated us like we were prince and princess or king queen. We've been to all the different tux stores and all the malls, and we have not ever had a good experience with them. The tux have been like pieces of crap, basically, and your tuxes are beautiful. The selection was unbelievable. The price was phenomenal. We had 16 tuxes rented out from your shop, and everyone was so excited to know that our price was so low, and everyone was handled very smoothly and very politely and very kindly, and they had a blast. Thank you so much.
Tuxedo rentals for as little as $50.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
27 Bay Area locations. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Ripped to right center. Monroe at the track, and it's over his head and off the wall.
Long drive, high to right center field. Blake looks up, and it is gone, a home run.
Oakland A's baseball is brought to you by A's brand, a different brand of baseball, and by Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light, cold down easy. By Roundtable Pizza, Roundtable's new smokehouse combo is here, layered with three smoked-tacular premium meats and topped with garden fresh veggies. Call Roundtable and have one delivered tonight. By Pepsi, by the Men's Warehouse, you're going to love the way you look. By Bay Alarm, Bay Alarm has a system for every budget, so call Bay Alarm today at 1-800-610-1000. That's 1-800-610-1000. Bay Alarm, what have you got to lose? By Cragen Auto Parts. At Cragen, if you need it, we got it. By Chevron with Techron, the first gasoline to be designated top tier by leading automakers. Hey A's fans, receive in-game alerts, scores, breaking news, and more instantly on your mobile phone. Simply text the word A's or Athletics to 65246 or MLB Go from your mobile phone. A $3.99 per month charge will appear on your phone bill as long as you remain subscribed. For A's fans on the go, text A's to 65246. That's MLB Go. Now, all the excitement of Oakland A's baseball, a different brand of baseball.
Hello again, everybody. Bill King along with Ken Korak and Ray Fosse, and on this warm, bright East Bay day, the Athletics and the Angels deadlocked for the Western Division lead will play the rubber game of their three-game set. And the winner takes a one-game lead out of here. Last night's Athletics win against one of the Angels' top relievers set up the finale for today, which features right-handers Joe Blanton of the A's and Paul Byrd of the Angels. Blanton brings an ERA of 0.90 in his last three outings, while Byrd is winless in his last four starts, going 0-2. The A's have a string of series wins they're trying to extend, having won 11 straight home series dating back to May 15th. In the season series with the Angels, the A's have the lead 6-5. And Ken will be along with the starting lineups, brought to you by Valero Gas with Room.
Corona, official sponsor of the Timeout, presents Great Moments in Timeout History. June 15th, 1991, a 0-0 pitcher's duel. Nobody on, nobody out, nobody in the stands. It is here that one man takes a step toward greatness. His name, Morty Mortensen, a right fielder with no reason to call timeout. It wasn't strategic. He wasn't tired. He just felt the seventh-inning stretch could be more like a seventh-inning sprawl out on the grass with his shoes off. So he called a timeout and did just that. Sure, Morty's team lost 2-0 due to a double off the right field wall. Sure, he was traded 2 days later, but it didn't matter. Greatness already had its moment that day, which proves there's always time for a timeout. Just grab a Corona, a lime, and find your own place to sprawl out. This has been another great moment in timeout history. Corona and Corona Light, imported by Barton Beers, Chicago, Illinois.
So it uses binary-coded words,
which follow a redundant signaling path
from the initiating transmitter to the receiver.
Around family-owned, family-operated Bay Alarm, the talk tends to be technical.
And that provides an addressable display.
And activates the repeater sequence.
Unless, of course, it's baseball season.
Well, the batting average is calculated
by dividing the numerator by the denominator,
but fails to account for the difference between a plate appearance and an at-bat.
When the talk gets really technical, call 1-800-610-1000. Bay Alarm, what have you got to lose?
This is Larry Davis, head athletic trainer of the Oakland A's, and this health tip is brought to you by AltaBates Summit Medical Center, celebrating a century of caring for the greater East Bay. Good old-fashioned hand washing is the easiest and most important thing that you and your family can do to stay healthy.
This is Steve Sells, assistant athletic trainer of the Oakland A's, and this health tip is brought to you by AltaBates Summit Medical Center. High blood pressure is one of the nation's leading killers. Have your blood pressure checked regularly. For more information, go to AltaBatesSummit.org. AltaBates Summit is a member of the Sutter Health Family.
KFRC.
And the starting lineups are brought to you by Valero Gas with Vroom. For the Angels, leading off in left field, Sean Figgins. Orlando Cabrera will bat second and play at shortstop. Batting third is first baseman Darren Erstad. Vladimir Guerrero will bat fourth and play in right. Batting fifth and DHing is Casey Kochman. Steve Finley will bat sixth and play in center field. Batting seventh is third baseman Maicer Isturiz. Jose Molina will bat eighth and catch. And batting ninth at second base is Adam Kennedy. And on the mound, the right-hander Paul Byrd. So Figgins, Cabrera, Erstad, Guerrero, Kochman, Finley, Isturiz, Jose Molina, and Kennedy. For the A's, leading off catching Jason Kendall. Mark Kotze will bat second in DH. Batting third is the shortstop Bobby Crosby. Eric Chavez batting fourth at third. Batting fifth is first baseman Dan Johnson. Calm down, Foss. The game hasn't started yet. It's only 12:34. Bobby Kelty batting sixth in left field. Batting seventh is the right fielder Nick Swisher. Jay Payton batting eighth in center. And Mark Ellis will bat ninth and play at second base. Who is this? What band is doing this, Ray? Fossey's dancing all around the booth here.
That's just because he's hyperthyroidal after interviewing Rex Hudler.
I think he needs some seatbelts or something. For the A's, Kendall, Kotze, Crosby, Chavez, Johnson, Kelty, Swisher, Payton, and Ellis for the A's with Joe Blanton on the mound. Quick check of the scoreboard. We have one final from action in the American League earlier today as Toronto beat the Tigers 2-1. Downs the winner, Bonderman the loser. Bonderman a complete game loss. He's now 13-9. Miguel Batista, save number 20. Home runs by Rondell White and Frank Catalanato. Later in the AL, Yankees hosting Texas. Cleveland is at Kansas City. Tampa Bay is at Baltimore. In the National League, nothing has begun. Later tonight, San Francisco is playing at Atlanta. Tim Hudson pitching that game against Jason Schmidt. Here it's Byrd against Blanton. Figgins stands in for the Angels. on a beautiful Thursday for baseball. And here's Bill King.
And the switch-hitting leadoff man will be batting left-handed, of course, in this instance. Comes in batting at 284 with five homers, 37 RBIs. And Blanton threads the needle for strike one. 72 degrees, a glorious afternoon in the East Bay. The next one a little low for a ball in the count 1-1. Jason Kendall behind the plate with Chavez, Crosby, Ellis, and Johnson. Third to first on the A's infield. Kelty in left, Peyton in center, Swisher in right. And it's low for a ball in the count now 2-1. Biggins, the number one man they designate on this ball club to try to keep off the base paths. Swing and a fly ball hit high to left field. Kelty not playing very deep. About 20 feet fair, makes the catch, and that's the first out of the afternoon.
Well, any time you get him hit the ball in the air, that's a plus. Great speed. And the one thing about him, Bill, that's important to keep him off the base is his speed is so great that when he takes off, he goes on first move, head down, and it's very difficult to throw him out, even though Jason Kendall's been throwing very well of late.
Here's Cabrera, the shortstop, batting at 250. He's 1-for-8 in the series. Right-handed batter pounds the bat on the plate, slightly closed stance, and the pitch on the way, and it's high for ball one. Blanton has two victories in August. They're both on the road. They're his first two road victories of his young Major League career at Minnesota and Kansas City. There's a strike call. And Blanton in his last three starts, going back to the game against Cleveland here in late July, in which he took a tough 2-0 loss, has been very effective. Breaking ball a little bit high, and the count now 2-1. He has an 0.90 ERA for those three games over 20 innings of pitching. And he delivers again. That one is swung on and lined softly to Ellis. Second baseman moved a couple of steps to his right, and they're two away.
Last several starts, Joe Blanton's curveball has been outstanding, and the compliments he got from Bert Blylevin in Minneapolis with a curveball and coming from one of the best, that's quite a compliment.
That's from on high.
Absolutely.
Here's Erstad, 3-for-7 in the series, batting at 284. Four homers, 47 runs batted in. And he takes ball one. Veteran left-handed batter. Erstad right now has a 10-game hitting streak alive. Foul back and out of play. Earlier in the season, he had a 21-gamer that ended back on the 22nd of June. Hit at a 385 pace during those 21 games. A's outfield plays him opposite field. Swing and a miss. Ball one and strike two. Erstad stepping out of there for a moment. Now moves back into the box.
Swung so hard at the changeup. Looked like his upper body's kind of flinching a little bit. Might have hurt himself.
And the next one by Blanton. Swing and a high hopper. Right side. Ellis has it. Throw to first for the out. Blanton takes care of business in 11 pitches in the first inning as the A's come to bat in the bottom of the first.
Everything at home always revolved around baseball. My dad played it. I played it. And now my kids play it. Now, when I think back, I don't remember the scores, my batting average, or what number I was in the lineup. But what I never forget is that when I had a game, my whole family was in the bleachers. That was important to me. So now when my kids have a game, we all have a game. We're a team. That's why we bought a Saturn.
Introducing the 7-passenger 2005 Saturn Relay with standard DVD player plus 1 year OnStar safe and sound service. Now you can get a new 2005 Saturn Relay 2 front-wheel drive at the employee discount price of $21,527 after a $1,250 allowance. You pay what we pay and not a cent more. Only at participating retailers. Saturn. People first. Call 1-888-4-ONSTAR. Visit OnStar.com for system limitations and details. Tax, title, license, retailer fees, and optional equipment extra. Take delivery by 9605.
General Motors and Saturn are proud sponsors of the Oakland Athletics. Saturn, people first.
You love baseball, and you love her. Hi, this is Ronnie Heller of Barron's Jewelers. Well, we've got something for both of the loves in your life. Choose from Barron's amazing selection of gold, platinum, and diamond wedding sets to really make her feel special. And with any purchase of $149 or more, you'll receive two ACE tickets absolutely free. Visit Barron's Jewelers in Bayfair Mall, New Park Mall, and Stone Ridge Mall. After all, what's baseball without the diamond? Barron's Jewelers, a legacy of elegance.
Sunday, August 14th at 1 p.m. on FSN Bay Area, the A's battle the Twins. And don't miss the best damn sports show, period. Weeknights at 10:30 only on FSN Bay Area.
Home of the 2005 Oakland A's, 6:10 a.m., KFRC, San Francisco.
Paul Berg takes the mound today. This 34-year-old right-hander has made two starts against the A's. Came away with a no decision in an Anaheim victory back in April down south. And then again in Anaheim on the 20th of July, he lost to Barry Zito 3-0. And, Ray, I think it's fair to say that the A's hitters can look for just a little bit of everything from Paul Berg.
Absolutely, and he's not afraid, especially off-speed pitches when he's behind on the count.
First pitch on the way. Kendall takes outside for a ball.
Well, we have to really love his windup, don't we? The old style, pure windup. There's the windup.
Leans in forward, then rocks the arms and delivers. And a strike called and the count now 1-1. Kendall batting at 269. Hitless in the series, but a very important deep fly ball out last night in the decisive seventh inning that allowed runners to tag up at first and second in each advance of base, and each eventually scored. Bird rocks and throws. And he hits him. So Kendall is hit by a pitch, and that one hit the left elbow padding.
Yeah, Bill, you're talking about the fly ball deep in seventh inning by Jason Kendall. After Adam Melhuis had hit the home run earlier. I don't know if you noticed the conversation with Melhuis going back as Kendall came to the plate. Earlier, actually before the game started, they said, Kendall said, let's go back-to-back tonight. So Melhuis hit his, and he said that to Jason on the way back. But Jason said on the seventh, if daytime, he might have hit it out. Nighttime, heavy air.
Mark Kotze back in action now for the first time since the Kansas City series. He is DHing today. Comes in at 270, and the first pitch by Bird low for ball one. Kotze is 7-for-14 career with two home runs off Paul Bird. Bird's been a solid addition to the Angels staff. He is 9-7. ERA of 4.04. And a bunt, perfectly placed, third base side. Charging in is Torres from third. Pick up Barhan, throw, got it. Sacrifice moves Kendall up to second base, but a well-executed bunt. And Torres had to make the play perfectly to get Kotze at first base.
And I think had Kotze, I don't know that he's running all out. He might have beaten it out had he been 100%, let's say earlier in the season when his back problem had not occurred. But as we saw him running in Kansas City, taking it very easy, and I think very happy to get the bunt down. But normal times might have been a base hit.
Here's Bobby Crosby now at 290 for the year with five home runs, 1-for-6 in the series. And the first pitch low, just off the inside corner, ball one. Crosby only 2-for-16 against the Angels this year. A's facing a very, very tough pitching staff. Angels rank second only to the White Sox in ERA in the American League. Low and away, and it gets through. Jose Molina, the catcher, to the backhand side and goes to the backstop. Jose Molina, Benji's brother, catching today with Meiser Easturis at third. Cabrera is at short. Adam Kennedy at second and Erstad at first. It's called a pass ball. It was to the backhand side, but he didn't shift the feet very well. He reached for it.
And Bill, watching the replay, looked like he was looking for a ball more in the middle of the plate, and it took off, maybe indicating he was crossed up, but definitely did not get his body in front of him.
Two balls and no strikes. Erstad plays close at first. The rest of the infield normal depth. And there's a strike. 86 mile an hour fastball. Bird will add and subtract on his fastball. He has a cutter, a curve, a slider. He'll even turn it over with a two-seamer, almost like a screwball. And there's a breaking ball straight on the outside corner. That one had a lot of sweep to it. It might have caught the front corner of the plate, but it was caught well outside by Jose Molina. But it's 2-2. Swing and a foul in the air off to the right and out of play. First place at stake today.
And Bird pitching out of the windup with the runner in third. To me, I think more guys should do it. How often do you see guys steal home plate? If you feel more comfortable pitching out of the windup, might as well do it.
Here's the wind and the next delivery. Struck him out on a breaking ball. Foul tipped into the mitt. And Crosby couldn't lay off that pitch that was outside. So they're two out. And the A's can't get the run home with an out now. The infield was back except for Erstad, as we mentioned. Now, Eric Chavez stands in with 3-for-8 and a homer in the series thus far. Well, the business of winding up with a runner on third. Growing up, I never saw a pitcher do anything but that.
Right.
And the pitch on the way. Breaking ball grounded to the right side. Kennedy has it. Second to first, and the inning is over. The A's get Kendall to third, but can't get him home. And after one, it's nothing-nothing.
And now, round tables, Matt and Marcus.
Okay, Marcus, it's your turn to wear the chicken suit and stand outside the restaurant to advertise the new Chicken Smokehouse Pizza.
You know, Matt, I've been thinking. Roundtable's new Chicken Smokehouse is such a great pizza that my wearing a chicken suit isn't befitting of a pizza of this caliber.
Is that so?
Well, let me think about it. This is a premium pizza in every sense of the word. I'm talking tender strips of all white meat, char-grilled chicken, both andouille and hickory-smoked sausages, fresh, tasty veggies. Come on. So? Well, Roundtable's a quality brand, and this is a top-notch pizza. Wearing a goofy chicken suit would send the wrong type of message.
Goofy, huh? How come yesterday you said it was a brilliant marketing idea?
Because things change quickly in the marketing world, Matt. And yesterday, you know, it happened to be your day to wear it.
Roundtable fans, try our delicious new Chicken Smokehouse Pizza with our new char-grilled all-white meat chicken and more. Now available only at your local Roundtable.
Wait, so your car rolls off a cliff into the ocean?
I'm leaning against the bumper so Kate can take my picture.
And the car starts to roll?
Yeah, I forgot to set the parking brake.
So it rolls off the cliff?
Off the cliff into the ocean, yeah.
Because no one is more focused on getting your car back to normal than your farmer's agent. Describing how you got into an accident can be a lot harder than describing how you got out of one.
So I already got my car back.
Whoa, who's your insurance company?
Farmers Auto Insurance. Get you back where you belong.
To find a farmer's agent near you, call 1-800-FARMERS.
The A's host the Twins Sunday, August 14th at 1:05. The first 10,000 fans will receive an Eric Chavez figurine brought to you by eLoan. For tickets, go online at oaklandathletics.com or call 510-762-BALL.
KFRC. Well, the big man will lead off for the Angels here in the second inning. Guerrero in right field, batting cleanup. Casey Kochman, a late insert into the lineup at DH, will follow, and then Steve Finley. Garrett Anderson had been in the original lineup at DH today. Guerrero takes low for ball one. Blanton made his fourth major league start against the Angels this year in April down in Anaheim. The pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. The only start he has ever made against them, and Finley beat him with a 1-0 score on a home run in the seventh inning. Guerrero hits a high drive to left field. That is going to travel some, and it is gone. A 2-0 pitch sent out of the yard in left center field by Vladimir Guerrero, and the Angels are up 1-0. Guerrero takes the tour for the 23rd time. He has 81 runs batted in. Two homers and six driven in the series.
Fastball looked like tried to get it inside. It was down. It looked like it might have been inside, but Guerrero has been pitched inside so much this series. Of course, I think he's looking for a lot of them and able to get a good part of the bat on it.
But they've still been able to get him up and in, even though he's looking for that.
Yep.
High for a ball now to Kochman.
Unbelievably quick, Gray, for a big man. That was almost a left-handed swing. Like lefties like the ball down and in.
Right.
Kochman takes a strike and the count 1-1.
Bill, I think you're correct. Up and in is the case last night. Even the 2-0 fastball that he popped up off Rutasic.
Breaking ball, low. Two balls and a strike. Well, the Angels have scored first in each of the three games in the set now. And the pitch. High, 3-1. That home run was number 17 off Joe Blanton this year in 130-plus innings. This is 23rd start of the year. And he winds for the pitch. And misses under the knees for ball four with a fastball. So a homer and a walk getting the Angels off here in the second inning and bringing up Finley, who hit his third home run against the A's this year in the ninth inning off Street last night that narrowed the gap from 4-2 to 4-3. But then Street dispatched the next three batters and finished off the night. Finley still battling the shoulder problem that has certainly contributed to the fact that he's only a .225 hitter this year. Nine home runs. And, of course, they were hoping that he would give them a big power lift this year, even though he's 40. Had a great campaign a year ago with 36 homers. And the pitch is strike call. And the other area that they've had a deficiency in the power department is because Dallas McPherson, their highly regarded rookie third baseman, has been injured a lot of the year and has never really gotten out of the blocks that much. Outside target by Kendall, the pitch misses just away. Mike DeMuro, the plate umpire, 1-1.
When McPherson comes back, if Finley is still struggling, they might move Sean Figgins out to center field. Yeah.
Kochman at first, the set, and the pitch by Blanton. Swing and a miss. Pitch away, and the count 1-2.
Well, Figgins can play some center field. Play anywhere. Except maybe catch. I don't know if he wants to do that.
He started at six different positions this year.
One ball, two strikes. Blanton's pitch low, 2-2. Fans not real happy sounding down around the plate where you get a lot of commentary about umpires' calls. Finley at the plate wearing sunglasses. At the belt, the pitch. Swing and a looping fly ball, a shallow left. Coming on is Kelty, makes the catch for the out. And Kochman stays at first, and that'll bring up Mizar Easturas.
Actually, that's Ronald McDonald in left field.
Yeah.
Ronnie Mack.
It was amazing when he walked out in that suit before the game yesterday.
I don't know. Everybody knows about that.
Spitting image.
He had the clown suit on with the clown face and everything yesterday, way before the game here. Easturas batting left-handed. He's 0 for his last 14 and 5 for his last 40.
And Crosby had to speak for him because... Of course, Ronald McDonald doesn't talk, so Crosby, just happy to be here. And he did not have to wear a wig. His hair, his own hair, was enough.
He's the guy whose hair looks like it's on fire. First pitch, Nadia's Torres, and it's off speed, high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Had a fast 1-2-3, did Blanton, with 11 pitches and 3 outs. And then Guerrero hit his third pitch of this inning for the homer. He walked Kochman, got Finley to fly out to left. Easturas waiting, and the pitch on the way low. Fastball, 2-0.
Angels a little more patient the last two nights than we've seen them in the past.
Yeah, when Vladimir Guerrero took a couple of curveballs from Barry Zito last night to walk, that showed a lot of patience.
Easturas right now hitting .257. Blanton misses with this one, a fastball. Right now he's kind of searching for that groove. And it began at the start of the inning because he got behind on Guerrero 2-0. Chavez even with a grasp at third base. Low, a four-pitch walk all around the fringes of the strike zone. Two walks in the inning, and this could set up some trouble here. Jose Molina coming up, .221 hitter with five homers and 16 runs batted in. What Blanton needs right now is that solid ground ball right at one of his inner defenders. Jose not a fast runner. He's only hitting 141 on the road this year. Fastball strike on the outside corner. So somebody make sure they tell him he's on the road.
Right.
This is his 42nd start behind the plate. Right-hand batter with the open stance. Swing and a foul upstairs and out of play. Stance rather similar to brother Benji. And they both throw the devil out of the ball. They're throwing out base runners at 46 and 48% clip, respectively.
And kind of like Pudge Rodriguez, you venture off too far, they'll try to pick you off, which is kind of a lost art these days.
Back to Jose last year. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. 1-2. Last year, he led American League catchers with 5 pickoffs, and he was the backup catcher.
Right.
Now the look back and the next delivery. Swing and a foul. You may remember Cy Young Award winner Jose, or rather Johan Santana last year, won his last 13 decisions after the All-Star break. And his first 4 this year, Jose Molina broke that string of 17 straight wins when he homered off him at Minnesota May 1st and provided the margin of a 2-1 victory. Low and inside fastball. And now the count worked to 2-2.
And Johan Santana will pitch against the A's right here tomorrow night.
Minnesota in for 3, beginning tomorrow night at 7:05. Big fireworks after the ball game. One out, Kochman at second, he's Torres at first. Swing and a foul tip, and he's still alive. It landed underneath Jason Kendall. Guerrero homer to start the inning. Now with one out there, 2 on at first and second base. And Kendall wants to talk to Blanton. Jose Molina is the younger brother of Benji, but he was a catcher before Benji was, and really helped tutor the older brother in the art of catching, which helped him win a couple of gold gloves. Now the 2-2 will be coming up as soon as Blanton gets the sign, which he does. And here it is. Breaking ball, ripped hard to third, taken on the bounce by Chavez. Second for one. First double play. Ellis with a quick turn. And they get Jose Molina with many feet to spare. Just what Joe Blanton needed. A sharp ground ball and an around-the-horn double play. One run for the Angels. A's trail 1-0 going to the bottom of the second.
It's summertime, boys, and I know exactly what you want. You want to get your hands on a golden, dripping wet, refreshing, ice-cold beer. Well then, get your hands on the Coors Light Cooler Box. Just take off the top and pour in some ice. There. Now you've got an instant portable cooler filled with 18 plastic Coors Light bottles that stay colder longer. Go ahead, squeeze them. Oh yeah, they're plastic, so they can go where glass bottles can't go. And they're big, too, just the way you like them. 16 full ounces of Rocky Mountain Cold Refreshment. Ah, just in time for summer. It's the Coors Light Cooler Box. Ice it, take it, enjoy it. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Next time you buy beer, pick up some Coors Light and taste the cold, crisp, refreshing difference.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Ever wonder what baseball players talk about when they have those chats on the pitcher's mound? I think it goes something like this. I'm taking you out of this game, kid. Why, coach? Because since we've been staying at Motel 6, we've saved the franchise enough money to sign a better pitcher to replace you. Oh, in that case, can I keep the ball this time? I'm Tom Baudette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
The A's take on the Twins Friday, August 12th at 7:05. Stay after the game for the fireworks show presented by Chevron. Get tickets at oaklandathletics.com or call 510-762-BALL.
We'll pause for station identification. This is the Oakland A's Radio Network.
Home of the 2005 Oakland A's, a different brand of baseball. 610 AM, KFRC, San Francisco.
Bird delivers strike one to Dan Johnson leading off in the A's half of the second. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Seen a lot of breaking stuff in the two games of this series thus far. Dan is 1-for-6 with a couple of walks after that red-hot road trip. Bird winding again. Swinging a line drive. Base hit to right. Fielded out there by Guerrero and put back to second base.
Dan Johnson talking after the first game of the series. He said, this game's all about adjustments. And this is a rookie talking. But he said, I've been seeing a lot of breaking balls. And I'm going to make adjustments. And he did. He got an off-speed pitch. 0-2 from Paul Bird and lined a base hit. But it's great to see a young player thinking more than just, hey, I'm going to get fastballs every time I go to the plate.
And some guys go that way for years.
That's right.
Here's Bobby Kelty, who's 1-for-7 in the series, batting .275. Good numbers career-wise against Bird, 6-for-18. And a backdoor breaking ball misses to a left-handed batter. There's three homers off Bird among his six hits. Bird last year in Atlanta, coming back off Tommy John surgery, went 8-7. Became a free agent. Ball two, it's 2-0. Best year at Kansas City back in 2002. He went 17-11 and pitched seven complete games for the Royals. They'd love to have him right now. Strike on the outside corner. Boy, that's got to be tough going right now for Buddy Bell.
I was going to say, they couldn't afford him right now.
No. Bird bends forward, delivers. Sinker low and outside for a ball. In fact, the year that he won 17 for Kansas City, that was the most wins for a team that lost 100 games in 51 years. You ever hear Ned Garber?
Nope.
There's a bouncing ball right a second. Perfect double play ball taken there by Kennedy. Steps on the bag and fires to first, and two men are out. Kelly bounces into a 4-3 double play. Taylor made location-wise, pace-wise, and they're two away. Ned Garber, I thought you might have heard of, you coming from an area not far from St. Louis. He was the mainstay on the bad St. Louis Browns teams of the late 40s and early 50s before they became the Baltimore Orioles. And Ned Garber, in 1951, went 20-12 for the Browns, who won only 52 games that year. Breaking ball low for ball one now to Swisher. Had that key RBI single in the winning rally last night. His 58th run battered into the year. Ground ball through the hole, right side, base hit. So that double play looms very large.
Erstad almost at playing on the line against no doubles with two outs. And puck a ball normally at first baseman without a runner being held, we've been able to handle.
And now Jay Payton, whose triple triggered the seventh inning rally last night, batting at .271. You think about that, 20 wins out of, for a team that only wins 52.
Wow. Probably got a $1,000 raise.
About 20, yeah, you're right. About 27% of the victories by one man. He was a terrific pitcher. Breaking ball strike on the inside corner. Payton looks questioningly back at DeMuro, the plate umpire.
You know, Nolan Ryan won a lot of ball games for the Angels on some pretty weak teams when he was with them.
Wonder if he had any years where he had anything like 25 to 27%. Low for a ball. Did the Angels lose as many as 100 in those years?
I don't think
no.
So.
No. The Browns of 1950 lost 102. Even with Dizzy Dean in the broadcast booth. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Swing and a high fly right field. Routine for Guerrero. Sets up. That's the old can of corn. And that's out number three. So the A's get two hits, but can't get production. And at the end of two, it's 1-0 Anaheim.
It's a legendary team of fierce competitors, posting unbeatable stats each year, putting themselves in a league of their own. And you can only see them at your local California Ford dealer. Introducing the 2005 Ford lineup. F-150, the best-selling truck 28 years and counting. Explorer, America's most trusted SUV. Expedition, with more horsepower and torque than ever. Escape, the best-selling small SUV in America. 500, with the most interior volume in its class. Freestyle, offering the best-in-class cargo space. And Mustang, a bold new look with a bold 300-horsepower engine. This season, watch as your local California Ford dealer edges out the competition with record savings and unbelievable incentives, driving their way to another year of victory. Who will bring home the glory? Who will become your MVP? Get to your local California Ford dealer and find out. Ford, built for California, built for the road ahead.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I'll fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety.
You won't miss the biggest games this season when you get an A's season ticket plan. You'll get discount ticket prices, priority seat selection, and special deals on A's merchandise. Discount parking options are also available, and all season ticket holders are guaranteed rights to purchase playoff tickets. Full and partial season packages start at just $76, and even less for kids and seniors. So call the A's today at 510-638-4627. That's 510-638-GO-A's.
KFRC.
Underway top of the third. The count's 0-1 to Adam Kennedy leading off for the Angels. The Angels lead the A's 1-0. And Joe Blanton comes back with his next pitch. The Angels' number 9 hitter, and is taken outside for ball 1. Kennedy, Figgins, and Cabrera for the Angels. Kennedy stands in batting .322. Chavez in on the grass at third. Left-handed hitter with an open stance and a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Bill, you're talking about guys that had great records on ball clubs that weren't that good. You go back over Nolan Ryan's career with the Angels beginning in 72. He won 19 games on a ball club that was 75-80. There was a brief strike that year. Now the pitch to Kennedy. A soft liner down the left field line. A base hit rolling into the corner. Kennedy turning at first. Going to second. Throw by Kelty. The dive and the tag and safe at second with a double is Adam Kennedy. So Kennedy a leadoff two-base hit. Well, soft drive over third. Then trickled into foul territory. And Kelty with a quick throw, but slightly toward the right field side of second base, and Kennedy leadoff double. And that'll bring up Sean Figgins, who's 0 for 1. Second hit for the Angels. They lead 1-0 on Guerrero's home run. Chavez in on the grass over at third. Figgins a great bunter. A's thinking about a possible sacrifice, but it's swung on and fouled back. And you look at Ryan, he won 20 games. In 73, he was 21-16 on a team that was 79-83. He won 22 games in 74 on an Angels team that lost 94 games. Blanton's 0-1 pitch, and Figgins around a bunt takes a breaking ball low, and it's 1-1. He won 17 games in 76. The Angels won 76 games that year. They won just 74 games in 77, and Ryan won 19 of those. Here's the delivery to Figgins, taken high, and it's 2-1. One of the knocks on Nolan Ryan was that some people said, well, his winning percentage wasn't that great. But look at the number of wins that he had on teams that weren't that great.
And that's why Burt Blyleven should be in the Hall of Fame.
It's a good comparison, yep. Foss. So Kennedy at second with nobody out, and the pitch to Figgins. Here it is. It's swung on and tapped to the right side. Johnson is right. This is trouble. He turns, throws to Blanton, covering not in time, and going to third is Kennedy. That was trouble all the way. Figgins doing his job, pulling the ball, hitting a ground ball to the right side. And, Ray, I'm not sure that was Dan Johnson's ball.
Well, not only that, it could have been his ball, but Joe Blanton very slow getting off the mound. And that's what created the foot race, and you're not going to beat Sean Figgins. If Joe had broken immediately, Dan Johnson... And I think as slowly as the ball was hit, I don't know that even Mark Ellis. Although looking at the replay, the angle, and then I think Dan realized that Joe was not covering. He actually looked to third to see if he had a chance to get Kennedy.
Can't blame Joe for going after that ball, an aggressive play. So now Kurt Young comes to the mound. The Angels have Kennedy at third, Figgins at first. And because of it, the fact it was a possible sacrifice situation, Johnson was creeping in a little bit, and he went to his right and just trouble all the way because Figgins can fly. So now the Angels with a big threat here as Orlando Cabrera will be coming up.
And the discussion on the mound more likely is about Sean Figgins. And, of course, a long discussion, Mike DeBiro out trying to break it up. Figgins, if he does run, there is a question of whether Kennedy would try to head home if the throw goes through.
Kurt Young back to the dugout. He's done an outstanding job with his A's pitching staff. A's enter play today with a 3.80 team ERA, fourth best in the American League. So 1-0 Angels. They have runners at the corners. The A's play the infield double play depth. The pitch to Cabrera is taken high, and it's 1-0. And Joe Blanton's thrown 45 pitches already. Angels very patient, work the count. A lot of foul balls against Barry Zito last night. Kennedy's at third. At first is Figgins. Big spot for Blanton here in the third. Kendall sets up outside, and the delivery is swung on and popped up. Right side, foul, back out of play. One ball, one strike. Cabrera, such a big part of the run by the Red Sox in the second half of the season last year and then on into the postseason. Acquired from Montreal at the trading deadline. Here's the 1-1 instead of fake. And back to first goes Figgins. Blanton stepping off the rubber. Well, you got to be careful in this situation out there on the hill, Ray. Little thing could cause a balk out there. At the belt, and the delivery is swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes. Cabrera, when the Angels went to Fenway back in early June, it was Cabrera's first trip back to Boston since the World Series. And when he came up early in that ballgame for his first at bat, he got a long, sustained, very loud standing ovation. It really blew him away. He said he could hardly concentrate on his at-bat because of the emotion that swelled up inside of him. So now in a first and third situation, they count 1-2. And Figgins is running. It's taken inside. They throw through. And the tag too late. Holding at third is Kennedy. Stealing second is Figgins. Good throw by Jason Kendall. I think for a second, Kennedy thought about trying to come down the line, Ray, but he was anchored at third in a straight steal of second by Sean Figgins, his 39th this year.
And with nobody out, it would have been just a straight steal. I think Kennedy coming down the line in the event the ball was bounced to second, but Jason Kendall, another strong throw, but Sean Figgins can just flat out run.
So now two balls and two strikes. The A's play, even with a bag on the corners, up the middle playing back, and the delivery is on the way, taken inside, and the count 3-2. So a real... Don't you sense a real crossroads for Joe Blanton right here, Ray, early in this game?
Absolutely, and the thing the A's need to do is stay close to Paul Burr because in the two games he's faced the A's this year, he's pitched well early, but middle part of the games he's given up runs.
Outfield, a gap in left center as Blanton comes set, and Joe delivers, and it's swung on and driven to right center field. Long run coming from right. Swisher is there, makes the catch. Kennedy tags and holds, and Swisher fires the ball all the way to the plate, and that's out number one. Nice play, closing ground in a hurry out in right field. Nick Swisher, the A's right fielder, racing toward right center. And Kennedy holding third and Figgins holding his second.
Just enough of a slice on the ball hit by Cabrera for Swisher to get to the ball. And again, nobody out at the time. Kennedy not taking a chance.
So now here is Erstad, and this is where... If you're Erstad, you've got to love being the number three hitter.
Well, I'd want
Ray,
him.
With Guerrero on deck.
I'd walk
you. Walk
yeah,
in.
Yeah, set up a double play.
Just
an
MVP from last year on deck. Here's the pitch to Erstad on the way, and a breaking ball swung on and missed. Good curve. That's been one of the keys to Blanton's success recently, getting ahead early in the count with that breaking ball. Chavez even at third. The rest of the infield's playing back. They'll concede a run on a ground ball. in the outfield of Kiap and right center. The veteran Darren Erstad is 0 for 1 today. Joe Blanton, here's the set at the belt. Now the 0-1 pitch, swung on, foul back, and it's 0-2, quickly ahead. Erstad hits 300 with runners in scoring position. Joe Blanton checks to get his sign. Now ready. The Angels have runners at second and third. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Got it with a fastball, and that's out number two. And now you walk Guerrero, don't you, Ray?
I think I take my chances with Casey Kochman. I don't care if he is left-handed. And already Jason Kendall with a hand out and four fingers pointing to first base. But what a great strikeout. 0-2 challenging with a fastball at 93 and got Erstad.
So they're not going to mess with Vladdy here. This could be a big momentum swing in this game if Blanton can get out of this. You know, in the second inning after Guerrero led off with a homer, then Kochman walked, Finley flied out, Esturas walked, so Angels had two on and one away, and then Jose Molina bounced into a double play. In this inning, Kennedy doubled, Figgins an infield single, he stole second, Cabrera flied to short right center, Erstad struck out, and Guerrero free transportation.
Jason Kendall trying to calm Joe Blanton down a little bit. The fourth intentional walk pitch got a little bit higher. Each pitch got higher and higher. Still, I've always thought the intentional walk from a pitcher standpoint is difficult because he's throwing to no target, just throwing to air.
Throwing to air is tough.
That's right.
Here's Kochman, a left-handed hitter, swinging in a ground ball down the first baseline fair. Taken back to the bag by Johnson, and he goes to the bag, and Joe Blanton works out of a very ticklish spot in the top of the third as the Angels leave the bases loaded. And after 2.5, it is 1-0 Athletics.
Everything at home always revolved around baseball. My dad played it, I played it, and now my kids play it. Now, when I think back, I don't remember the scores, my batting average, or what number I was in the lineup. But what I never forget is that when I had a game, my whole family was in the bleachers. That was important to me. So now when my kids have a game, we all have a game. We're a team. That's why we bought a Saturn.
Introducing the 7-passenger 2005 Saturn Relay with standard DVD player plus 1 year OnStar safe and sound service. Now you can get a new 2005 Saturn Relay 2 front-wheel drive at the employee discount price of $21,527 after a $1,250 allowance. You pay what we pay and not a cent more. Only at participating retailers. Saturn. People first. Call 1-888-4-ONSTAR. Visit OnStar.com for system limitations and details. Tax, title, license, retailer fees, and optional equipment extra. Take delivery by 9605.
General Motors and Saturn are proud sponsors of the Oakland Athletics. Saturn. People first.
Hey, what is that?
I don't know. It's huge.
It's humongous.
It's here. The biggest game to ever come to California.
Oh, man, it's massive.
Where did it come from?
Who cares, dude? Let's go check it out.
The Mega Millions game from the California Lottery with mega jackpots and chances to win every Tuesday and Friday. So get ready to play. Mega Millions. It's mega big.
Mega big? Whoa.
Mega Millions tickets are on sale now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Jackpots paid in 26 annual payments.
The A's are proud to continue the Little A's program, sponsored by the A's Community Fund and in part by Office Depot and Krispy Kreme Donuts. Thousands of Bay Area kids are given the opportunity to enjoy an A's game, have lunch at the stadium, and receive an A's cap as the guest of the A's. The Oakland A's teaming up with the community to make a difference.
KFRC.
Bottom of the third, 1-0 Angels. Mark Ellis leads off for the A's. And takes a breaking ball for a strike from Paul Byrd. Is Turris even with the bag at third? Byrd swings into the windup, and the 0-1 delivery is taken for a strike in the outside corner, 0-2. With Paul Byrd in that old-fashioned windup, it's nice to see the Angels wearing the old-fashioned traditional road grays here today. A's the home whites. Molina sets up outside, and the 0-2 pitch is fouled back. Mark Ellis homered against Paul Byrd earlier this year.
And Paul Byrd wearing the pants up high, showing all his shirt. Did you see the story in L.A. when we were down there about his son and the reason Paul Byrd wears the socks that way? That he was pitching in Triple A.
Bird ready. Here's the 0-2 delivery to Mark. And it's low and outside, 1-2.
Said he thought he'd do something different, so he put his pant legs up high and didn't do quite that well. So he decided to change, but yet he went in to put his, I think, his son to bed. Looked up, and his son had pulled up his pajama pant legs all the way to the top.
That's
he
great.
Said, I'll keep them where they are.
The 1-2 is a ground ball foul toward third. Did you wear them high like that sometimes?
I did occasionally, just to change it up a bit. But, you know, we had to show the actual stirrups. You know, they had the true stirrup socks. Had the sanitaries and the stirrup sock over the top, so you had to have the horseshoe at the bottom.
I know. We watch you on that highlight at the ballpark before every game up on the big screen here. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and a high fly ball to right. Guerrero coming over, angling toward the line, and the big guy's right there in fair territory to make the catch. Ellis flies out, Kendall coming up. Big day for you, Ray, on Saturday, Dennis Eckersley Day. The A's retiring X number. As the pregame ceremonies begin at 12:25, the game between the A's and the Twins begins at 1:05. You caught Eck. You broadcast his games.
Big day for Eck. That is great. The A's are retiring his number, and it will join Reggie, Raleigh, and Lake Catfish Hunter on the boards.
Here's the pitch to Kendall, taken outside 1-0. I've had a chance to meet Eck's family. Members of his family still living in the Bay Area, and they listen to our broadcast. One ball and no strikes. Kendall hit by a pitch first time up, and the pitch taken outside, 2-0. Do you think Mike Socia took umbrage with the fact that Kendall perhaps took one for the team back in the first inning, right?
I think as Paul Bird left the mound after the first inning, he had the initial conversation. I think Mike Socia came out at that time.
Here's the 2-0 pitch, in for a strike in the outside corner, 2-1.
But I'm sure there was a question about whether he tried to get out of the way.
Outfield, a gap in left center. As Bird winds, here's the 2-1 delivery, and Kendall takes a strike in the outside corner. He didn't like that at all. You could tell by his body language as he backs out of there, still out of the batter's box, and the count 2-2. Ken Maka said before the game, because of the way Adam Melhuis is going right now, that it's not inconceivable. You might see Melhuis catch some more games down the stretch. Maybe Kendall DHing. Here's the pitch to Jason. Bounce through the hole. Base hit right field. So Kendall singles to right. And Kotze coming up. Maka has one of those delicious dilemmas, in a sense, right now, Ray, in that he's got a lot of guys who are going well.
And the great thing about the way the A's are playing, he can put anybody in and does the job. Everybody's contributing.
You know, Melhuis is 11 for 22 since the All-Star break. Kotze sacrificed first time up. 1-0 Angels, pitch outside, 1-0.
Angels televising today, and I talked to Rex Seller. He had not seen the play Jason Kimball made in Texas. They just showed it. They had the truck.
did they play your audio?
No. David Kopp had sent the footage over to the Angels truck last night.
Fossey coming out of the booth in Texas. Kendall or Kotze, a big swing and a miss. It's one ball, one strike.
35 years, never seen it. And never see it again, probably.
One run, three hits, Angels. No run, three hits for the A's. Here's the delivery, and it's taken low and outside, 2-1. No, it was an amazing play in a series of remarkable plays by the Athletics. You know, last night, Ray, I've never seen a second baseman go out so far out into right center field as Mark Ellis did on Kochman's ball that ended the fifth inning.
And it saved a run because Erstad was running on the 3-2, and he would have scored.
Two balls, one strike, and now Bird steps off the rubber. Paul Bird, after Tommy John surgery, has regained his sinker. He didn't have it before the surgery, and a pitch swung on foul tip held by Molina. He feels now with added strength in his elbow, after the surgery, he can sink the baseball again. He's 9-7 with a 4.04 ERA. Checks to get his sign. Kotze, left-handed hitter with an open stance. Molina sets up away, and the pitch is swung on and hit down the right field line. Guerrero going back in the corner right down the line. It's a fair ball. Bouncing up against the wall. Kendall rounding second, going to third. They'll hold him there. Kotze holds it first with a single. Bouncing off the wall right down the right field line. Guerrero fielding quickly and playing the ball back. And now with one out, the A's have runners at the corners.
And Mark Kotze respecting the tremendous arm of Vladimir Guerrero in right field.
And also respecting his back.
His back, too, exactly. Just swing and watch the replay. I don't know if he thought it was gone or was going to hook foul, but he did not get out of the box quickly. But Guerrero played it perfectly off the wall.
Yeah, Mark was watching that for a while. I think he thought fair or foul.
Yeah.
So now Crosby coming up, but he K'd in the first. A's have runners at the corners and looking to turn this around as Joe Blanton turned the top of this inning around. Infield double play depth. Crosby right-handed hitter, 1-0 Angels. And Bird delivers, and it's swung on, hit to left. If it's fair, it's gone. High in the air, deep to left, in the corner. Foul. Wow.
I don't see how it hooked. I do not see how it hooked foul.
Boy, it had some elevation. That's all I can think of, as high as it was. And it really had a lot of hook, Ray. It almost went over the foul pole. And that was fouled by about a foot, maybe a foot, Ray?
About a foot.
Almost hit the pole. So a loud out, no balls in one strike. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball outside stayed away this time, 1-1. Kendall at third, at first Kotze, infield double play depth. Center field Finley, two steps toward left center. Guerrero straight away in right. Biggins in left deep and shaded toward the line. As the Coliseum comes alive on this Thursday afternoon. Here's the set by Bird, the 1-1 pitch is outside. Fastball missing. And now the count's 2-1 to Crosby.
But after pulling the ball just foul and after striking out the first at bat on the pitch outside, Crosby, who has been doing so well, hitting the ball to the right side. The hole is there. The pitches are there. Just a question of whether he gets out too far and rolls over.
Bird checking with Molina. A's down 1-0, bottom of the third. Here's the pause. And now the right-hander's pitch. And it swung on and missed. He got him with a breaking ball in the count 2-2. Good pitch down and away.
Now Bobby's so strong, and most of these hitters are strong enough, if they can look, in the case now, where he's trying to get him to roll over, look away and react in.
Two balls, two strikes to Crosby. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter. Kendall takes his lead from third. Kotze from first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, dribble back toward the mound. And now they got Kendall in a rundown. Bird throws back to third. Kendall dives head first, and he's tagged out by his Torres. 1-5 on the play, and a good play by Paul Bird. Up to second goes Kotze. Crosby safe at first on the fielder's choice. As Kendall drifting down the line as the ball was dribbled back toward the mound of the first base side, and Bird coming to the grass. And the veteran Paul Bird looking at Kendall. Look for a second like Jason would stay in the baseline and maybe pursue a rundown. But Kendall tried to scamper back to third, tried to dive in head first, and Bird, who initially ran toward him, fired to third, and his Torres was there with a tag. So now it's first and second and two out, and Chavez at the plate. Still 1-0 Angels. And here's the delivery, and it's swung on and missed, a high fastball. Angels with kind of a modified Chavez shift on the infield. Cabrera, the shortstop, only about 10 feet left his second and playing on the rim of the outfield grass. Outfield hitting room in right center. Here's the stretch by Bird, and the 0-1 pitch is inside. Fastball, one ball, one strike. Out to the mound goes Jose Molina. Well, in the first inning, Kendall was hit by a pitch leading off. He wound up at third, was stranded there when Chavez bounced out. A's had two hits in the second, singles by Johnson and Swisher, but they were sandwiched around a double play, 4-3 on Kelty. And now first and second with two away, and the 1-1 pitch hit back at first, but taken there. Erstad is there, and he goes to the bag for the out. And so the A's leave two and fail to score. And after three, it's still 1-0 Angels.
eLoan is changing the lending industry, and we want you to ask yourself one simple question. Why is our 5.49% less than their 5.49%?
Sponsor the Oakland A's. Just like any major league ball club, a big part of our business is helping people to get home safe. That's why we sell top quality auto parts. It's also why this season, every time an A's player hits a home run, Cragen will donate a child's car safety seat to a family in need here in the Bay Area. So cheer for those A's and help Cragen Auto Parts bring them home safe.
Bay Alarm has a system for every budget. So call Bay Alarm today at 1-800-610-1000. That's 1-800-610-1000. Bay Alarm. What have you got to lose?
KFRC.
After three for the Angels, a run, three hits, no errors. The A's, no runs, four hits, and no errors. Steve Finley leads it off for Los Angeles. Finley is Turris and Jose Molina. Let's see, the Angels in three innings have had six base runners. The A's have had five, yet just 1-0 Halos. Here's Finley, a left-hander hitter, taking inside for ball one. He popped out in the second. Right now he's sitting on 294 lifetime home runs. Center field, Jay Payton shaded toward right center. Blanton's delivery is outside, and it's 2-0. Number 294 last night, leading off in the ninth inning. And he is closing in on a milestone, Ray. Blanton, first base side of the rubber. And Joe's 2-0 pitch to Finley is hit high in the air, playable, left field, down the line, fair territory. Kelty is right there and makes the play. First out on Finley with the Angels leading 1-0. Finley, 294 home runs, 313 stolen bases. With six more homers, he'd become the fifth major leaguer with 300 homers and 300 steals. The only four to have done it would be Willie Mays, Bobby Bonds, Barry Bonds, and Andre Dawson. It's a pretty select group. And now, here's a pitch taken for a ball by Maicer Asturias, a switch hitter batting left. Maicer Asturias, 0 for his last 14. And he takes a strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike.
And twice, Joe Blanton has taken a mound, figuring that his club would have scored. Third base, a runner, third, less than 2 outs.
Here's the pitch, and it's low, and it's 2-1.
A lot of times a pitcher just has to forget about the offense and figure 0-0 game, keep going after him.
Hang in there close. Yeah. Chavez, edge of the grass at third. With the A's down 1-0, the pitch to Asturias is driven a deep right center field. Long run, going back, swisher, and it's off the wall. And Asturias turning first, going to second with a stand-up double. So Maicer Asturias with a blast off the fence in right center. And he had been 5 for his previous 40.
Count was in his favor, 2-1, got a fastball, and he's yet to hit a home run. So on that part, not really concerned about.
And here's Jose Molina. Right-handed hitter bounced into a double play first time up. Angels lead 1-0. And Blanton's pitch is a strike in the outside corner. Minnesota Twins in here tomorrow night. Johan Santana for Minnesota. Danny Heron for the A's at 7:05. Then 1:05 on Saturday. Kirk Sarlos and Joe Mays. Hitting room in left center for Jose Molina. And it's on the way, and he hits one to right center field. Payton going back, still going. It's playable. He's back there to make the catch, and back a second goes this tourist. That's the second out. and Adam Kennedy coming up. So Heron against Santana, 7:05 tomorrow. They both won 10. Sarlos against Mays, 1:05 Saturday. And then Rich Harden and Carlos Silva at 1:05 on Sunday. The loss of Torrey Hunter, a devastating blow to Minnesota. They beat Seattle last night in 14. Salvaged one game of that three-game series in 14 innings. Here's Kennedy with the runner at second, taking a breaking ball low, 1-0. Finley flied out as Turris doubled. Molina flied out. Kennedy having a big year. He began the year on the DL after the ACL surgery. He's batting .325. Wide open stance down there. Now Blanton back of the hill. Goes to the rosin bag, and the big man from Kentucky up on top of the hill. Chavez even with the bag over at third. Left field Kelty shaded toward the left field line. And the 1-0 on the way is low, and it's 2-0. So the Twins got four in the 14th up at Safeco. Won last night, but still Minnesota has lost 10 of its last 14. They'll be here tomorrow night. And the 2-0 pitch to Kennedy is swung on and missed. Big cut by Kennedy. He's got that uppercut swing, Kennedy. And now it's 2-1. Change up that time. Blanton, first base side of the rubber. Checking with Kendall. Now ready, checks the runner at second and comes to the plate with a 2-1 on the way. Breaking ball line to left center for a base hit. That's going to get through and go to the wall. Easturis can walk home as he scores from second. And going to second with a double is Adam Kennedy. He has two doubles today, and the Angels have a 2-0 lead.
And that is twice in a game. The A's, the opportunity in the first to score, did not. Guerrero hit the home run. Same after the third inning. A's not able to score with the runner at third, and Angels come back to add one more.
Boy, Ray, you get a guy as good as Kennedy in the ninth spot in the batting order. That is such a weapon, such a bonus, really.
Yeah.
In fact, both nine hitters are hitting better than .300. Kennedy and Ellis. And now the pitch to Figgins, taken for a strike in the inside corner, 0-1. So Kennedy 2-for-2 with two doubles. The Angels have five hits, including three two-base hits. Two in this inning. Figgins 1-for-2. Batting left against Blanton. And here's the delivery. And it's low and outside, and it's 1-1. And the pitch. Swung on, foul back. Figgins acquired by the Angels in one of those deals you look back in retrospect and you say, what a steal. They got him from Colorado for the outfielder Camara Barti. Yeah, Camara Barti.
Right. There's a name out of the past.
He's a good defensive player, wasn't much of a hitter. And look at what Figgins has done for the Angels. Here's the 1-2 to Figgins. Swung on, hit one hop to third, dug out by Chavez. Long throw across in time. Figgins out 5-3, but the Angels parlay doubles by Asturias and Kennedy into their second run. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Angels 2, Athletics nothing.
I know of the perfect family getaway, and it's located on the banks of beautiful Colorado River. It's a place for everyone to have fun on any budget. It's Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort Hotel. Call now and take advantage of the baseball special. $22 a night, Sunday through Thursday, excluding holidays and special event periods. Come enjoy all the fun. Rent a watercraft or take a river cruise. Play some golf, enjoy top-name entertainment, and eat great. All for very little. It's all in Laughlin, and now for just $22 a night at Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort. Call 800-227-3849.
There's only one place you can see a show, enjoy a delicious steak, and get a room, all inside a pyramid. Luxor Las Vegas. Visit Luxor.com and learn more about Blue Man Group, world-class dining at our seven restaurants, Ra, the nightclub, and Midnight Fantasy Adult Dance Review. And Luxor.com is the only place you're guaranteed to save $10 a night on your room. Luxor Las Vegas. How will the pyramid affect you? Visit Luxor.com to find out.
Something big is happening during every Friday night A's home game with GM's Drive It Out of the Park giveaways. A GM car or truck will be given away at every Friday night home game. You could be the winner of a brand new Chevy SSR, a GMC Envoy Denali, a Cadillac CTS, a Center Nyan Redline, a 2006 Chevrolet Corvette C6, or other fine GM vehicle. 13 different model GM vehicles will be given away. Enter at findyourstyle.com by becoming an A's season ticket holder or by going to a Friday night game. GM's Drive It Out of the Park giveaways. No purchase necessary. Vehicle subject to change. Legal California residents 18 or older only. Void where prohibited. Go to findyourstyle.com for more details.
The A's are proud to continue the Little A's program, sponsored by the A's Community Fund and in part by Clorox Foundation and the Men's Warehouse. Thousands of Bay Area kids are given the opportunity to enjoy an A's game, have lunch at the stadium, and receive an A's cap as guests of the A's. The Oakland A's, teaming up with the community to make a difference.
KFRC.
Dan Johnson leads off for the A's, bottom of the fourth in our Bay Alarm home run inning. 1-0 Angels. Paul Byrd deals in a broken bat ground ball foul down the first baseline. August the 11th. Diana Davis of Hayward, our contestant. Diana wins a baseball autograph by the first A's player to homer in this inning. If that home run is a slam, then Diana wins an autograph bat from that player. And a trip to A's Fantasy Camp 2006 in Phoenix, courtesy of Bay Alarm. For more information on the A's Fantasy Camp, call toll-free 877-993-7338. Dan Johnson leads off against Byrd. And the pitch is a sinker low, 1-1. Two runs, five hits, Angels. I might have said 1-0. Two runs, five hits, no errors, Angels. No runs, four hits, no errors for the A's. And the pitch by Byrd to Johnson, a left-handed hitter, is high and outside, 2-1. Check the out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Ford, built for California, built for the road ahead. Visit your California Ford dealer today. One game final from the junior circuit. 2-1 delivery, swung on foul back to the right. Toronto beat the Tigers 2-1. Scott Downs over Jeremy Bonderman. Bonderman got a complete game four-hit loss. He's 13-9. Miguel Batista got a save. Home runs, Rondell White, number 11. Frank Catalanato, number 6. Two-two pitch, and Johnson, it's a ground ball to the hole into right field, base hit. That kid is something else. He's 2-for-2 today. His second leadoff single. And with the A's trailing 2-0, Bobby Kelce is coming up.
Back-to-back at-bats on two-strike curveballs that he has stayed on. Actually swung and missed and our foul tipped the previous curveball. Stayed back and got another one. And solid base hit for him.
Kelce bounced into a double play in the second. Dan Johnson entered the game hitting .345 in his last 41 games. This is not some fluky thing with a kid being called up and going off for 2 or 3 weeks. Strike one to Kelce, 0-1. Bobby swings and fouls it back.
Plus, he did it last week in front of family and a couple hundred friends in Minneapolis and some more in Kansas City.
That's not that easy to do.
No, it's not.
Guerrero very deep straight away in right. Center field Finley about 2-3 steps toward left center. And he's down 2-0 in the fourth. So Toronto won and beat the Tigers 2-1. The 59th win for Toronto. And the delivery to Kelce is tapped to the right foul. The Blue Jays on the periphery of things and looking at the wild card where entering today, the A's and Angels tied in the division. Then, of course, you spill that over and they're tied in the wild card. Cleveland 3.5 back, Yankees 4.5. Toronto 7 when the day began, but they won. And Minnesota 7.5. 0-2 to Kelce is outside 1-2.
Not getting a Halliday back on timetable is not going to help them.
And he's going to be out for a little while longer, huh, Bill?
Yeah. Probably several weeks.
Fractured leg after getting hit by a line drive. He's been trying to rehab. 1-2 delivery by Paul Byrd is swung on bounce. Kennedy, a good sprawling play to his left at second. Goes to short for one. Back to first. Not in time for two, but a fine play to his left by the second baseman Kennedy going down in the dirt, then wheeling and throwing the shortstop Cabrera on the bag for the force at second on Dan Johnson. And Kelce safe at first. That's out number one.
Ball hooking away from Kennedy. A great job because he was pinching up the middle, probably expecting Kelce to pull the ball. And just look at the replay, a little bit different setup. He was pulled a lot more over towards first base, which helped him get to the ball.
That's the defense of the Angels. They're expecting the left-handers to pull Paul Byrd. Similar situation now with Cabrera almost up the middle.
Infield and outfield playing to pull as Swisher, a switch hitter batting left, takes it high. Two runs, five hits, Angels. No runs, five hits, no errors, A's. And it's taken low, and it's 2-0. You like all the takeoffs, people having fun with the Angels' name this year, the Los Angeles Angels of Wes Covina, Brea, El Segundo, and Irvine.
I'm sorry, I keep calling them the Anaheim Angels.
I guess it'd be a better way to do it.
I mean, they do play in Anaheim.
And the 2-0 pitch, here it is, and it's swung on, hit to right center field. Guerrero going back, he's got a play, and he makes a running backhanded catch just as he gets to the track out in right center, and back to first goes Kelce. Two away, Swisher hits it well, and Jay Payton coming up.
I think he got that ball in just enough on him that he couldn't drive it to the max.
So Jay Payton is 0 for 1, the A's down by 2 in the fourth. Yankees hosting Texas tonight as they begin a four-game series, and the Yankees have fallen 5.5 behind Boston. Now, Payton hits it foul down, or down the right field line. It's going to drift foul. I almost called it too soon. It's about 1.5 foul down the right side. A little slicing drive by Jay. Bobby Kelce's at first for the A's in the fourth. Payton's a right-handed hitter. Outfield hitting room in left center for Payton. Open stance down there, bending at the knees and the waist, and Byrd a breaking ball low, and it's 1-1. That Yankee-Texas game, it's Scott Proctor against John Wasdin. The Red Hot Indians are playing at Kansas City tonight. Cleveland looking to sweep that series. The Indians looking to hand the Royals a club record 13 consecutive losses. Molina sets up outside. The 1-1 pitch to Payton. Big cut and a miss. Foul tip, actually. One ball, two strikes to Jay.
Eric Wedge, the manager of the Indians, mixed emotions about trying to sweep the Royals with his good friend Buddy Bell, now their manager. But baseball is baseball. Friendship is friendship.
Yeah, you put that aside.
Yeah.
Which he did the other night when the Indians put 11 runs on the board in the ninth inning. 1-2, 2-out, 2-0. The A's trail, bottom of the fourth at the Coliseum, the deciding game of this three-game series. And the pitch to Payton popped up foul, back out of play. After today, these clubs will have 7 games left, 3 in Anaheim and 4 here. And as we've been saying this week, if it comes down to it, what a way to end the home portion of the schedule. The last 4 home games for the Athletics right here against the Angels, beginning on the 26th of September. Kelty's the first to short lead, Erstad holding. Byrd staring in to get his sign. Now the veteran right-hander Molina sets up away, and the pitch is a bouncy ball to third. To his left is Turris, has it, goes to second, inside for the force on Kelce, and the A's are denied in the fourth. And after four complete, Angels 2, Athletics nothing.
7-Eleven wants to talk to those people who have never won anything in their life. Those people who are always caller number 19 when they need to be 20. Those people who enter to win, but always end up losing. Those people who try to scratch and win, but end up scratching their heads. Are you listening? Because now, when you come into 7-Eleven and buy any of our amazing gourmet sandwiches like roasted turkey and Havarti cheese, you'll get a coupon for something free. Like a 20-ounce Mountain Dew, a 99-cent bag of Lay's, or a pack of Wrigley's Plenty Pack Gum. You can't lose, because we're giving away millions of items with sandwich purchases. So come into 7-Eleven for lunch today and buy a specially marked gourmet deli sandwich, peel the sticker, and get a coupon for something free with purchase. Instantly. Because nothing's better than free. All our sandwiches are made in local kitchens and delivered fresh daily. Oh, thank heaven. Good only at participating 7-Eleven stores. No purchase necessary to get coupon. Offer ends August 31st, 2005 or when coupon supplies are exhausted. See in-store display for official rules and coupon guidelines. Void where prohibited.
Wait, so a bear trashed your car?
A grizzly bear.
Well, what provoked him?
The box of donuts I left in the back seat.
Ah, so to get the donuts, a bear trashed your car.
A grizzly bear.
Because no one is more focused on getting your car back to normal than your farmer's agent. Describing how you got into an accident can be a lot harder than describing how you got out of one.
So I already got my car back.
Whoa, who's your insurance company?
Farmers Auto Insurance. Get you back where you belong.
To find a farmer's agent near you, call 1-800-FARMERS.
The Oakland A's and, oh boy, Oberto Beef Jerky invite kids 14 and under to race around the bases at McAfee Coliseum after every Sunday game. Oh boy, Oberto Beef Jerky. Taste what's real. It better be Oberto.
KFRC.
After four for the Angels, two runs, five hits, no errors. The A's, no runs, five hits, no errors. For the fifth, here's Bill.
Cabrera, Erstad, Guerrero here in the inning. Blanton ready to make the first pitch, but play held up for a moment.
Joe West got the stopwatch at second.
Now the wind, the first pitch of the inning. Cabrera takes, and it's strike one. Blanton, 75 pitches through the first four. Bird, 66. The A's got Bird's pitch count up. Earlier this year, in both games, he pitched against the A's. There's a strike on the outside corner, and the count now 0-2. Cabrera lined to second softly and lined out to right. Fastball outside. One of the very few Colombian players to have played Major League Baseball. Outside, a ball, and the count 2-2.
Baseball is not that important.
No, it's a soccer country.
It's not a popular sport in Colombia.
No.
The other one took his job in Boston, Renteria.
Right. Smash into center. Hot line drive for a base hit. Very quick hands that time. And so that is hit number six off Blanton.
I mentioned this before, you're talking about Cabrera, but he grew up in an area of Colombia which is near the border with Venezuela, where there's more interest because, of course, baseball is huge in Venezuela, and there's more interest in that part of Colombia, and that's why Cabrera was attracted to playing baseball as a kid.
There's Erstad, who's 0-2. Well, for a long time, there was only one player ever from Colombia to have played in the majors, and he was from... well back, and I don't remember his name. The pitch low for ball one. The second one was with the Red Sox for a while. I think my recollection is in the mid-80s. Jackie Gutierrez was an infielder.
Right.
1-0 now to Erstad with Guerrero looming in the on-deck circle. Erstad is grounded out, struck out. And it's low for a ball, and Blanton now behind 2-0.
Joe Kennedy up in the A's bullpen has pitch count for Joe Blanton at 82.
Blanton's pitch count was highly efficient his last two starts on the road. And actually over his last three outings when he compiled that 0.90 earned run average in a 20-inning span. On the outside, the target, but the pitch is low and inside. Blanton not happy with that one from the looks of it. And it's now 3-0.
Cabrera's brother was a pretty serviceable big league player. Colbert Cabrera.
That's right. That's right. Is he in Japan, though?
He's in Japan, I believe, yeah.
3-0 to Erstad. He takes all the way. Strike one. Angels working the count more on Blanton than either the Twins or the Royals did in those road starts. The lead at first by Cabrera and the pitch. Ball four, it's high. Fastball. That's the fourth walk given up by Joe. One of them intentional. The other two unintentionals came in the second inning and eventually did no harm except to build up the pitch count. He got out of that inning unscathed from that point on. But now first and second, Guerrero coming up. No chance to give him the intentional pass here. Kurt Young will come to the mound as Kennedy continues to throw in the bullpen. Kotsman and Finley, a pair of left-hand batters, will follow Guerrero.
I think Kurt Young and Ken Mock would be happy if get out Guerrero and maybe turn it over to Kende with the lefties coming up.
And, of course, the A's can look at some missed opportunities today. They got Kendall to third base with one out in the first. Couldn't get him home. Two singles in the second, but they were separated by double play. Two singles with one out in the third, and the A's got first and third with one out and didn't get a cash in. Here's Guerrero. All eyes riveted on this big right-handed batter, swishing the bat back and forth and then ready to wait for the first offering. And the pitch. Swing, and there's a drive to left. Over for court is Kelty. He makes the catch and quickly fires in, and the runners have to hold. Guerrero swinging on the first pitch. Hit it to the left of Kelty, going about 15 feet toward left center field and well short of the warning track. Now here's Kochman. Now 1-for-9 in the series with a couple of walks. He left the bases full by grounding out in the first pitch for out number 3 in the third inning.
Joe Blanton has done a good job getting out of tough jams today, and Ken Mockin going to give him another opportunity here.
Kochman was 289 in Salt Lake City with 10 home runs, 94 games. And a strike is called. Right now he's 179 for his major league time this year.
Double play ball, Kochman, double play.
He's 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, bounce toward third. Chavez takes it. Second for one. That's all they'll get. As coming in hard at second base, Erstad disrupted Ellis. The ball was hit medium speed, and then Chavez had a little trouble getting it out of his glove. So the whole timing of a chance to get two was destroyed there. They wanted to make sure they got the one. They did. First and third now with two out for Finley.
Mark Ellis always does a great job staying in, and he knew Darren Erstad was getting a big lead off first, would come in hard at second. Throw was low, but he was able to handle it.
Kochman now at first, and over at third is Cabrera. 2-0, the Angels leading. Finley with a home run last night, his flight out twice today to left field. And he asked for timeout as Blanton took too much time to suit him. Blanton ready again now, goes to work. And the fastball just off the outside corner to the veteran for ball one. Finley originally broke in the majors with the Orioles. Back in 89 after being a draft choice in 87. Strike, knee high on the outside corner.
Finley likes to pull the ball. He's hit two fly ball outs to left field. His first two advanced fastballs that have been away, and he's tried to pull them. Hit a slider that didn't break very much from Houston Street last night in the ninth inning.
One ball, one strike in the pitch. Swing and a high fly right field. Swisher should have no problem with that. He is under it and makes the catch, and Blanton works out of trouble again here in the top half of inning number 5. Stranding two of the Angels, but the Angels lead after 4.5, 2-0.
Hey, America, what do you want?
I want to taste my beer.
I want to taste my beer, too. And when I can't taste my beer, I feel like the center of the solar system has collapsed. So to protect you from taste loss, Miller Lite has created the Taste Challenge. Question one, what should a light beer taste like?
Beer?
Correct. Miller Lite has a great, satisfying taste. Question two, what should a light beer look like?
Like beer?
Right again. Miller Lite has a rich golden color. See for yourself. And finally, the last question. If you have taste loss, how do you fight it?
With antibiotics.
No, not antibiotics. If you have taste loss, you simply pick up a great-tasting Miller Lite with half the carbs of Bud Light. Come on, people. This isn't rocket science street. Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light. So remember, what do you want?
I want to taste my beer.
Go to PreventTasteLoss.com and take the Miller Taste Challenge.
Per 12 ounces, Miller Lite has 96 calories, 3.2 grams of carbs, 0.9 grams of protein, and 0 grams of fat. Bud Light has 6.6 grams of carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Jack, and this message was totally choice.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim.
more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Fans, pick up the San Francisco Chronicle at the ballpark every weekend home game and get an A's souvenir pin. Collect all pins commemorating some of the best players and most memorable moments of A's history. Get the paper and pin every Saturday and Sunday at the Coliseum.
KFRC.
Mark Ellis, 0 for 1 today, will lead off, batting ninth in the order. A's half of the fifth inning. Career nut mark against Bird, 2 for 7 with a home run. Bird looks in to get his sign now. Over third, Easturis is playing shallow, and Ellis takes a breaking ball for strike one. Bird, excellent command. Very rarely helps the opposition with the base on balls. Full windup in the next delivery. Foul back over the screen, and quickly Ellis is in a two-strike hole. Paul Bird ranks fifth in the American League in fewest walks given up per nine innings. 1.4. And the next delivery. Swing and a smash right through Bird and into center field. Looked as if it went between his legs. And Mark Ellis continues to swing an effective bat. He's now 4 for 9 in the series. And that'll bring up Kendall at the top of the order. He's been hit by a pitch for the 13th time this year and has drawn a base on ball and is a single. He's now 9 for 28 in his career efforts against Bird. Going back to matchups in the National League when Bird pitched for Atlanta. Also the Mets. Breaking ball outside. Ball one. Good-sized right side hole because of Erstad holding the runner at the bag. He's tourist shallow at third again. Strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Looking at that fewest walks per nine innings category where Bird ranks fifth in the league. A lot of the same old names there. David Wells, Brad Radke, Roy Halladay. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball just misses. And Carlos Silva of Minnesota giving up an average of one half a walk per nine innings.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Wells .9 and Radke .9 and Halladay 1.1. Two balls and a strike. Bird ready, outside target. And the pitch is over for a strike. More on the inner half that time. Wasn't exactly where the target was, but Kendall takes. And the count now 2-2. Bird, I think the epitome of the job description, pitcher.
Yeah.
Mixes it up in many ways. Now ready, and here's the delivery, and it's in the dirt. Nice block by Jose Molina. And the count to 3-2. Ken Lewis, still the hardest of fan in the American League. 14 and a half plate appearances per strikeout. Cuts a runner-up.
And you would think Mark Ellis would be running because of Kendall's ability to put the ball in play.
Because if he doesn't, Molina throws out 48% of the would-be base stealers. He's going. Swing, and there's a fly ball to center field. It's shallow, but it'll carry out enough that Finley will make the play and retire Kendall, whom the outfielders don't play deep. Ellis back to first. With one out, that'll bring up Kotze.
And Bird threw him an off-speed pitch and maybe just thinking because he does make contact. And if he throws him a sinker, hits the ball on the ground, might find a hole. Instead, an off-speed pitch, and he hit a fly ball.
Kotze in the unaccustomed role of DH today, easing back in after the back miseries had kept him sidelined. Now the set by Bird in the pitch and a swing and a foul back upstairs. And between being out with the back problem during the last homestand, then being absent for 2 days for the birth of his daughter, and the more recent back problems, Katze's not had a lot of consistent playing time in a couple of weeks. And a breaking ball is fouled back over the screen. Back problems began after coming home from that road trip that ended in Texas on the 24th of July. And he's only been in five games before today since that time.
Had about 3 days that he missed a little bit earlier in the season, just the 3 days. That's why he said he did not like to have it happen, because it took him a little longer to get back his first time.
Two strikes as Bird tries to put away Kotze here with one out. And a swing and a grounder foul beaten down the right side.
When you have a muscle spasm, there's not a whole lot you can do except time. You know, there's treatment. As I've said before, he's very diligent with his workout routine, his exercises. But sometimes it just takes a couple days. It takes 2 or 3 days.
Crosby is on deck. The lead at first. Ellis off to the lead in the 0-2 pitch. Is fought off and fouled down the left side into the bullpen area. Got in on the hands of Kotze that time. Opposing batters hit .266 against Paul Bird this year. Winner of 69 games, loser of 60 in his major league career. And the 0-2 again. Swung on. There's a high fly. Center field. Finley moves in a few steps and has it for the out. And they're two away. And that'll bring up Crosby, who appeared for an instant to have hit a big blast for two runs in the third inning, but it hooked foul at the last second down the left field line. And he's 0 for 2 today. Bobby just missed a home run here on Tuesday night by a couple of inches, top of the wall in left center field. Bird with a pitch. And he lays off that breaking ball that's down and away. Actually, he's now gone 126 at-bats without a home run. June 30th against Seattle, the last time he went deep. And a strike is called, 1-1.
That would have been the last one they'd left the field. He had the inside the park in Toronto, July the 5th. But the conventional home run.
Yeah, you're right.
Over the fence, right. That one a straightaway center that he went home to home.
Now the 1-1. Swung, bounced hard up the middle, and Cabrera can't reach it. It goes to center for a base hit. And with two out, Ellis now moves up to second, Crosby to first. Chavez will be the batter. 0 for 2 today and 4 for 14 career against this right-hander. We'll pause for station identification. This is the Oakland A's Radio Network.
Home of the 2005 Oakland A's. A different brand of baseball. 610 AM, KFRC, San Francisco.
Well, with the A's having seven hits on the board, Bird has kept them limited all to singles. The A's have had at least one runner on in every inning, but Bird has kept them away from the payoff station. Now the pitch to Chavez, and a hard slider maybe, or cutter, and it's strike one on the inside corner. Chavez grounded to second and to first in two at-bats today. Bird again deals, and that is just off the outside corner.
Well, the infield pitch was supposed to be inside. The slider was left outside, and Cabrera very near second base. Right side of the infield definitely playing Chavez to pull the ball.
Big gap between Historis and Cabrera, even though Historis is fairly far up the line at third. 31,471, the attendance today here at the Coliseum. And it's 1-1 to Chavez. Breaking ball, hit in the air to right field. Herrera cruises over to his right, back toward the warning track, makes the catch. Three outfield outs in the inning. Two hits do no good from the scoring standpoint. And at the end of five, it is 2-0 Angels.
This is intense. Faces jammed and everyone's cheering for Reggie Backage.
Not Reggie Backage, checking package.
Why are you screaming for a checking package?
Because U.S. Bank's checking package has the most check card rewards, overdraft protection, free bill pay, plus the five-star service guarantee.
Get your hard-hitting checking package from U.S. Bank today. See branch for details. Member FDIC.
Go, Reggie!
Giving up now. Give up.
Register to win $5,000 in the U.S. Bank Oakland A's back-to-back cashback contest at any Bay Area U.S. Bank branch. No purchase necessary.
A's fans, step up to the plate for some big league thrills. Winning is everything at Cache Creek Casino Resort, where excitement's always on deck. You'll find all the latest slots and your favorite table games, hopping night spots, lavish rooms, and a luxurious full-service spa, 8 incredible restaurants, and A-list entertainers in our amazing event center. For a grand slam good time, hit Cache Creek Casino Resort. Just take I-80 to 505 North, then west on Highway 16.
To build a championship team, you need the right players in the right positions. That's why the A's have chosen Pinnacle Document Systems for their office equipment needs. If your office needs a copier, printer, or multifunctional device, call Pinnacle today. If it's IT professional services or document management software, Pinnacle can drive home the winning run for your organization. Call Pinnacle Document Systems at 877-PDS-COPY. For your free document flow analysis, call Pinnacle Document Systems at 877-PDS-COPY.
Meet 2004 Rookie of the Year Bobby Crosby after the game on Thursday, August 11th at El Balazo in Pleasanton. Bobby will be on hand to sign autographs and pose for photos approximately 2 hours after the game next Thursday, August 11th at El Balazo, 5331 Hopyard Road in Pleasanton.
KFRC.
For the Angels in the top of the sixth inning, leading 2-0. Bottom third of the order led off by Easturas. And it's high, ball one. He broke an 0-for-14 with a one-out double in the fourth and scored two batters later on Kennedy's two-base hit. Blanton's pitch is fouled on the left field side in the count 1-1. I think it's a good idea to look at the Silver Bullet scoreboard, brought to you by Coors Light. Taste the cold, crisp, refreshing difference. They finally got underway at Wrigley Field today after an hour and 35-minute rain delay. Cubs and Cardinals. Breaking ball, line to right field. Swisher coming on, makes the catch. And that's out number one. And Jose Molina will step in. In that ballgame, it's Mulder against Maddox. St. Louis got two in the first, but they haven't scored since. They're at the end of four, and the Cubs have scored in every inning, coming out with a vengeance to try to break their eight-game losing streak. They now lead 7-2. Derek Lee has crashed his 34th homer with two on in the fourth. Pujols hit his 32nd with one on in the first for St. Louis. Molina is hit into a double play and flied to center. And he checks his swing, and it's appeal, no swing, ball one. At San Diego, Glavine against Woody Williams with the Mets and the Padres, 1-1 at the end of six. Good duel going on there. Foul back off a curveball back into the screen. At Colorado, Jeff Francis got roughed up for six runs in the first inning by Pittsburgh. Pirates now leading 11-3 in the top of the eighth. Behind Fogg and now Torres. A grounder bounced to short. Two hops for Crosby. He throws to first for the out. They're two away. And Kennedy with a pair of doubles today will be up. Those are the games that are going on right now in the National. The Giants will be at Atlanta tonight. Arizona at Florida. Washington at Houston. Philly at Los Angeles. And of course in the American League, the only other day game, Toronto. Two runs in the first inning made it hold up. They beat Jeremy Bonnerman 2-1 as Scott Downs and two relievers gave up just two hits to the Tigers. Outside a ball, a left-handed batting Kennedy. Toronto had only four hits off Bonnerman, who pitched a complete game loss, failing for the third time to get his 14th win. Fastball outside, 2-0. Catalanato hit a two-run homer for both the runs. And Rondell White, a solo for Detroit's only run. Hit in the air to deep center, going back on it, still going back, Peyton, he's there, and reaches up and makes the grab midway on the warning track out near the 388 mark. Well hit ball, but for out number three in the sixth inning for the Angels after 5.5. 2-0 Angels.
Well, what people don't see are all the corridors, access points, wiring,
each requiring a different alarm technology.
For family-owned, family-operated Bay Alarm, securing the Oakland Coliseum is all part of the job.
Intrusion, fire, access control.
We provide a state-of-the-art system here.
So, can they set up an alarm system that'll let us know if the A's leave town?
Unnecessary.
Just listen for the fans scream.
If Bay Alarm can handle the Coliseum, just think what they can do for you. Call Bay Alarm at 1-800-610-1000. Bay Alarm, what have you got to lose?
The Oakland A's in partnership with Mechanics Bank are once again supporting Contra Costa County schools in an effort to raise much-needed funds and offset recent district-wide budget cuts. The program Step Up to the Plate Education offers fans the opportunity to purchase tickets on select game dates throughout the 2005 season. The A's will donate $10 from every field level or plaza level ticket directly back to the school of your choice. For information on how you can help support local schools, call the A's at 510-638-GO-A's or stop by any local Mechanics Bank location. The A's and Mechanics Bank, going to bat for Contra Costa County schools.
We got it, and Kragen, we got it.
You want to start something? Then you need Kragen Auto Parts. We work on our cars just like you, and we use Autolite starters and alternators, spark plugs, wires, and our exclusive Autolite Platinum battery. It's built extra tough to resist heat, cold, and vibration. That's why we use them in our own cars. So when you want to start something, come to Kragen for the dependable power of Autolite.
We got it, and Kragen, we got it.
Coming Saturday, August 20th from 4:05 to 6:05 p.m. in the Eastside Club is the A's 9th Annual Wine Festival. Admission is free with a game ticket, and for $10, get a souvenir, A's acrylic wine glass, and 5 tastings of your choice. You must be 21 to purchase tastings. Log on to oaklandathletics.com or call 510-762-BALL.
KFRC.
Time now for the U.S. Bank back-to-back cashback inning. Our contestant for today is Beth Davis of Napa. And if the A's hit back-to-back home runs in this inning, Beth Davis will win $10,000. Dan Johnson will lead off for the A's. And it's taken for ball one. Johnson has a pair of right field base hits today.
Look at this shift, Bill.
First time we've seen that. The overall shift to the right, a la Giambi, Bonds. Here's the next delivery. Breaking ball strike, off-speed stuff, 1-1.
Boy, check that out.
They've got... Kennedy about 25 feet out into short right field. Shortstop Cabrera 20 feet to the right of second base. Low breaking ball, and they count now 2-1.
Well, with Sam with the breaking pitches, they figure if he does hit the ball, he is going to pull it, and understandably so.
Be a great idea for the A's to get a couple of runs in this inning with that bullpen looming as always for the Angels. Foul back over the screen, 2-2. The Angels' number one ranked bullpen for years now, and it's not a great idea to tempt fate to get into the seventh inning trailing, even though the A's did pin a loss on Scott Shields last night. Third baseman East Torres is playing where the shortstop would normally play. Johnson backing out of the box for a moment. He's now 3-for-8 in the series. And Bird cranks it up again and delivers. And a foul back into the screen.
When's the last time you saw a rookie, Ray? 2.5 months in the big leagues, and now it's like the, as Bill said, Giambi or a Palmeiro up there.
I can't remember anybody.
And another one for Bird on 2-2. There's a line drive down the left field line. It is just foul. Holy Toledo. He would have had himself an off-field double.
Trying to sneak a fastball inside, and Johnson fought it off. What would have been a thing of beauty.
With Garrett Anderson still not in the lineup today with that knee problem that's giving him difficulty. Higgins is left fielder today with Finley in center and Guerrero in right. See where Bird goes with this one now. The count 2-2 and the pitch. Swing and a pop-up foul over by the first base dugout, and Jose Molina will not have room. It'll be several rows in. Tomorrow night, the Twins at 7:05 open the three-game weekend series with the Athletics, hoping to bounce back some after the A's took three out of four in the Metrodome and nearly made it a sweep. Dan Heron against Johan Santana. That's a highly attractive matchup. Now the wind for the pitch. 2-2 again. And another foul by Johnson. Kirk Sarlos against Joe Mays on the Dennis Eckersley Day Saturday at 1:05. And Rich Harden against Carlos Silva on Sunday at 1:05. A's have a four-series homestand. The pitch. Swing. There's a drive down the right field line. It is hooking. It's a fair ball. One hopping the wall. Guerrero makes a quick retrieve and throw. And Johnson has to settle for a 330-foot single. 3-for-3.
Another outstanding at bat. He did throw him a fastball. And hit right over the shift this time. Three two-strike hits.
Came inside, but it came back over the plate.
Eight hits for the Athletics.
Brad Fisher, the A's first base coach, as soon as Johnson approached first base, he's pointing at the bag. Stay here. Don't even try it.
Kelty now takes one for a strike on the outside corner. Hit into a double play up the middle, 4-3, and then hit into a 5-4 force out today. 1-for-9 in the series, although he has good career numbers against Bird. And a high foul back, and now he's out of, it's out of play, and he's in the hole 0-2. Bullpen activity beginning. Brendan Donnelly is up. Rubber game of the series. The winner walks out of here with a one-game lead in the American League West. Bird at 97 pitches, delivers. Bouncing ball, hit near second base. Cabrera runs to the bag, steps on second, throw to first, high and away. Safe is Kelty. A tap off the end of the bat, not hit at maximum speed for the double play. The force out, six unassisted. And Kelty is the runner with one out. Now it's Swisher, who's 1-for-2 today. Bird has stalled the A's. Every threat they've had at least a runner on in every inning. Hits in four of the six innings. In the dirt with a breaking ball blocked by Molina. The Angels also battling to try to even the season series at six apiece. Huge gap in left center for Swisher. And the pitch. Off the outside corner. 2-0. Bird trying to break his own string of four straight starts without a victory. He's 0-2 in that time. Delivers. And it's low and away. And Swisher goes to 3-0. Situation now, and let's see if Bird will throw that down the pipe. He does. For a strike, Swisher taking all the way, and it's 3-1. Again, the shortstop playing way over near second. Cabrera well up toward the middle. Three balls and a strike. That one is fouled off. 3-2 to Swisher.
Same pitch through 3-0, same velocity. Nick looking for a little bit more from Paul Bird.
Well, that's what he's so good at, is taking off a little, adding a little. And again, now the target, better throw to first. Dive back in over there by Bobby Kelty. Swisher, the rookie leader in homers and RBIs, with 16 and 58 respectively in the American League. Bird is ready, 3-2, the swing and a miss, the runner going, the throw to second, the tag, and out at second, a strike him out, throw him out, double play, Kelty. Tagged out by Cabrera, and the inning is over, and at the end of six full, Angels 2 and the A's nothing.
Coors Light. What could be more refreshing?
More refreshing? I'll tell you what would be more refreshing. If we could keep the manager and fire the owner, that would be more refreshing. If the karma train would schedule a few more stops, that would be more refreshing. If people could smell themselves the way others smell them, huh? If supermodels had superpowers, that would be more refreshing.
No.
Okay? If the guy who came up with outsourcing had his job outsourced. If I could remember my wife's birthday as easily as who won the 1983 batting title, that would be more refreshing.
I was thinking what beer could be more refreshing.
More refreshing than Coors Light? There is none.
Nothing's more refreshing than frost-brewed Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Next time you buy beer, pick up some Coors Light and taste the cold, crisp, refreshing difference.
Want to share the excitement of A's baseball with a friend? It's easy if you've got a Chevron credit card, because it's the only credit card that gets you free A's tickets at the Coliseum box office. When purchasing your A's ticket, just show your Chevron credit card and bingo, get a second ticket of equal value free. How cool is that? Of course, there's the whole subject to availability, some restrictions apply thing, but it's pretty straightforward. One ticket becomes two with Chevron. Go A's.
On Saturday, August 13th, A's fans 21 and older can meet A's player Mark Ellis at Hooters in Dublin. He'll sign autographs and take photos with fans for 1 hour following the game at Hooters at 7944 Dublin Boulevard in Dublin. And don't miss this exciting opportunity with the A's and Miller Lite.
KFRC.
Joe Blanton pitched six innings, 100 pitches worth, giving up just six hits and two earned runs, but he's run into Paul Byrd, who has shut out the A's, scattering their eight hits. And Joe Kennedy will take over for the Athletics on the Hill as the Angels come up in the seventh inning, leading 2-0, and here's Ken.
In top of the order for the Angels against the A's left-hander, Figgins leads it off. Figgins, Cabrera, and Erstad. 2-0 Angels. Figgins will bat right against Kennedy. He's a much better left-handed hitter according to the numbers this year, and he takes outside for ball one. Speaking of numbers, Joe Kennedy, big-time struggles with Colorado before the trade with the Rockies. In 16 games, he was 4-8 and a 7.04 ERA. 1-0 pitch to Figgins is lined down the left field line. That's trouble. Rolling into the corner. It's a fair ball. Now bouncing off the wall. Figgins turning at first, going to second with a stand-up double, and that's how the top of the seventh begins. And Figgins is 2-for-4. So much for the numbers. Entering the game, Figgins was batting 196 right-handed and 326 left-handed. Leadoff double batting right against Joe Kennedy. Seventh hit for the Angels. They lead 2-0. And Cabrera coming up. Joe Kennedy with the A's making his seventh appearance. He's 2-0. 2.08 ERA. He's allowed 14 hits now in 13 innings. He's walked 5 and struck out 10. A's looking for a possible sacrifice from Cabrera. As Kennedy checks the runner at second, now Joe delivers and Cabrera takes outside 1-0. Cabrera, very good at going the other way.
They did a great job Tuesday against Rich Harden. Similar situation, got a base hit out of it on a changeup from Richie.
Chavez, edge of the grass at third. The outfield shallow shifted toward right. Check of the runner at second as Kennedy delivers the pitch to Cabrera, and he takes a shot toward right field and fouls it back. Brendan Donnelly throwing in the Angels' bullpen. Paul Byrd's day is over. Solid six innings for the veteran Byrd. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Kennedy, and it's hit down the first baseline. Foul just wide of the bag, 1-2. Byrd is kind of the typical guy when you say he scattered eight hits because he doesn't walk anybody. A's, no runs in six innings against Byrd, eight hits. No walks, two strikeouts.
Scattered him when he got him on, able to get him out. especially with ground balls.
Cabrera, right-handed hitter. Figgins at second. Nobody out. Top of the seventh. As Kennedy comes to the plate and Cabrera fouls it back. Again, taking a poke toward right field. One ball and two strikes. Blanton went six. Six hits, two runs earned. He walked four, one intentional, and he struck out one. Boy, he's made a lot of progress this year, Foss. Yep. The rookie right-hander, Joe Blanton. 1-2 to Cabrera, and it's on the way. And Cabrera hits a tapper. Comebacker taken by Kennedy. Now they got Figgins between second and third. He runs at him, throws to Crosby, chases him toward third, and Chavez tags him out. But all the while, Cabrera able to get down to second. Fielder's choice, 1-6-5, but Figgins stayed in the rundown long enough to allow Cabrera to get to second. So nothing lost by the Angels that time, and that's out number one.
By that, Joe Kennedy could have continued to run at Sean Figgins. And once he threw the ball, then at that point, Cabrera was going to be able to get to second easily.
So Erstad coming up. Angels 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The A's no runs, 8 hits, no errors. Erstad has bounced out, struck out, and walked. And Kennedy's pitch to the Angels' first baseman, a breaking ball low, 1-0. Make it Blanton's year, Ray. And at one time, you go back to the 30th of May, Blanton's ERA was 6.66. June 9th, it was 6.13. Entered today, 4.10, and gave up 2 runs in 6 innings. Kennedy with a 1-0 pitch. Instead of bluff, and back to second goes Cabrera.
And unfortunately, the column for the runs in the A's has happened too many times to him this year. 5 times. This is the 6th time he's left without having a run put on the board when he's pitching.
Beaten 1-0 by the Angels back on the 24th of April. Here's the 1-0 delivery and a breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner, 1-1. If you look at Joe's last 4 starts now, he's allowed 2 runs, no runs, 1 run, and 1 run. Outfield, big gap in right center for Erstad. Deep in the box, slightly open. This is lefty against lefty. And with the Angels leading 2-0 and Cabrera at second, the 1-1 delivery is bounced to second right to Mark Ellis, who fields and throws. Erstad is out 4-3 on the play. Cabrera goes to third. Guerrero coming up. And what do you do with Mr. Guerrero here?
Well, Jason Kendall's already telling everybody.
Yeah.
Walking.
That's one of those you don't even have to look toward the dugout. Well, if you had a choice of one player in the league, it'd be tough to take a pass on this guy.
Benji Molina's actually going to hit 4 Kochman coming out of the on-deck circle, but you're right. Vladimir Guerrero, no doubt in the American League, is probably comparable to Barry Bonds and Nash as far as not wanting him to beat you. In this case, it's an automatic to put him on.
So Benji Molina, who's done some DHing this year, will bat for Kochman. Kochman's a left-handed hitter. While he was in the game, he walked, bounced out, and bounced into a force play. And so Benji Molina, who's been a productive hitter this year from Mike Socha, will pinch hit. It's Cabrera at third, Guerrero at first, 2 out, 7th inning. The A's down 2-0.
Mike Socha carries 3 catchers, so he can do this. Kurt Young out to talk to Joe Kennedy and Jason Kendall. And if you look at this series so far, Benji Molina facing Ricardo Rincon and Barry Zito. Rincon, breaking ball inside, hammered it. Barry Zito, last night, with bases loaded, 3 curveballs. The third one, inside. And he has the open stance, so it came right in his wheelhouse and hit the double left field. And especially since he'd been flailing at some fastballs away from him.
So what do you say, stay away here?
I'd say if you're going to pitch in, and you know they were talking about it, you would just make sure you get it far enough in, and the breaking ball down low enough. But he has that area right below the waist, especially inside part of the plate, that Benji Molina can handle those pitches. Outside, not so easily.
He's 380 against lefties. Yeah.
And for the season, 11 home runs, 49 RBIs. He's batting 300. Cabrera at third, Guerrero at first. 7th inning, 2-0 Angels, 2 out. The outfield for the A's, hitting room in right center for Molina. Kendall sets up away, and the pitch to Benji is a fastball outside, 1-0. Fastball 93 from Joe Kennedy. Left field, Kelty a step toward the line. Center field, Peyton shaded well toward left center. Right field, Nick Swisher straight away. Kennedy staring into Kendall. Now the lefty is ready, and here's the pitch, and it swung on foul back, and Cabrera was way down the line at third.
And you don't want to see, Guerrero's not really the type of base runner, I don't think, would try to draw a throw, but as far as Cabrera's getting down the line, if Kennedy throws, he can walk home.
Or he could steal home, conceivably. I mean, it's tough to do. And now Kendall goes out to the mound and talk with Kendall. Goes out to the mound and talk to Kennedy.
That's where a left-hander is vulnerable, because he can't see that runner over there.
Absolutely. And if he's going to throw to first, probably should step off, look to third before he throws over. And again, Guerrero is not really a threat to run.
So Benji Molina, right-handed hitter with an open stance. Kennedy trying to keep the A's down 2-0 here. As the pitch, Guerrero running, it's taken outside. They concede the steal of second by Guerrero. So with Guerrero running, he steals second uncontested, no throw by Kendall. And now the count's 2-1 to Benji Molina. Finley is on deck.
Now, the middle infielders were not going to cover, and that's something that Mike Socia just said, go ahead. If they're going to give it to you, take it. Take the force away.
Two balls, one strike. Kennedy out of the stretch now, peeks over his shoulder at third and delivers the pitch to Benji, and it's outside, 3-1. Of course, now there's first base open. A left-handed hitter who's scuffling, Steve Finley, is on deck.
It allows them to be careful.
And now they're going to make it official and walk him intentionally. So I had a feeling when Guerrero stole second, that might take the bat out of Benji Molina's hands, and it does right here. This becomes an intentional walk, the second issued by A's pitching in the ballgame. The first was to Guerrero in the third inning, which loaded the bases, and then Casey Kochman bounced out, ending the frame. Been a ton of base runners in this game for a 2-0 game. Steve Finley, 3-5 balls today. He's 0-3. And he stands in batting 223. He's 6 for his last 42. He has 10 career grand slams. Bases loaded, 2-0 Angels, 2 out, top of the 7th, and Kennedy's pitch is inside, and it's backhanded by Kendall, 1-0. Well, the game might be hinging on the outcome of this duel right here. Kennedy working from the stretch. Here's the high set, the 1-0 pitch on the way. In for a strike on the inside corner. Got the fastball in there at the knees at 92 on the gun. Perfect pitch.
Finley had to have been sitting slider after the first fastball missed inside. But got another fastball.
1-1. Outfield, a gap in left center. And here's the delivery. And Finley swings and taps a foul off his foot. 1-2.
Staying hard, lefty on lefty, and maybe after Street gave up the home run on a slider last night.
Well, the Angels have had 13 base runners so far. We have 2 out in the 7th inning. But the A's are down only 2-0, and Joe Kennedy trying to keep it right here. 1-2 with the bases jammed to Steve Finley. And it's on the way. High and tight. Finley bending out and then got buzzed by an inside fastball. And now it's 2-2. Looking for a breaking ball away,
again,
I think.
Looking slider. Absolutely.
Looking for a slider away.
Absolutely.
2-2. Cabrera at third. Guerrero at second. Benji Molina at first. Kennedy is staring into Kendall now with a sign. Here's the set. And the 2-2 pitch is swung on line down the right field line for a base hit, and that's going to go to the wall. One run is in. Here comes Guerrero to score. Benji Molina chugs into third on a double down the right field line by Steve Finley. And now it's 4-0 Angels.
Got the slider. Didn't miss it. And he might have been looking slider the entire bat.
So Cabrera scored from third, Guerrero scored from second, Molina went to third, Finley with a two-base hit. He has 46 RBIs, and it's 4-0. You think sometimes as a veteran hitter, you go up there looking for a pitch, and you just kind of wait until you get it?
Stay with it. Probably the biggest was Jason Giambi against Mike Stanton. Got the curveball, hit a home run.
Now Macer Asturias swings and takes a pitch low and inside, 1-0. 1-0, 2 out, 2 runs in, 4-0 Angels. Mycer Asturias has walked, doubled, and lined out. And Kennedy comes set and flips the pitch up there, and it's taken for a strike on the inside corner, 1-1.
I will say, Ken, the slider to Kennedy Spenley was not a very good one. Left up in the middle of the plate, didn't really have a sharp bite to it.
Kennedy out of the stretch. And now the pause in the 1-1 pitch to Asturias. He takes a breaking ball low at 2-1. Donnelly throwing in the Angels' bullpen. The A's in the bottom of this inning will have Peyton, Ellis, and Kendall coming up. Two and one. And here's the pitch on the way, and Asturias hits a ground ball foul toward third, 2-2. Figgins doubled. Cabrera hit the comebacker. The A's got Figgins in the rundown, and Cabrera went to second. Erstad bounced out 4-3. Guerrero walked intentionally. He stole a second. Benji Molina was the pinch hitter for Kochman. Eventually, he was walked intentionally. And then Finley, a two-run double down the right field line. And now it's Asturias batting right against Joe Kennedy, who comes set. And with runners at second and third, the 2-2 pitch is just inside. And Kennedy with a step toward the dugout that time. And now it's 3-2. Jose Molina is on deck. Very shallow in the outfield and shifted toward right for Meister Asturias. And the 3-2 delivery is swung on and bounced to short. Crosby right there gobbles it up, guns it across. Asturias is out 6-3, but the Angels get two runs on the Finley double. And now we go to the bottom of the seventh. The Angels 4, Athletics nothing.
Hey, A's fans, stop by your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear Blimp birthday celebration. The Goodyear Blimp. For 80 years, it's been the name everyone looks up to. Hurry in before August 27th and score big on a variety of Goodyear tires, such as Regatta 2-passenger tires, Wrangler truck tires, or Eagle performance tires. In addition to great savings, get up to an $80 rebate on your next purchase of tires or services made on your Goodyear card before August 27th. So check out your local Goodyear retailer for great savings. Hurry, the Goodyear Blimp birthday celebration ends August 27th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for details.
Women have always loved men and their jockeys. And now Jockey is showing their love to all their customers at the back-to-school event going on now. Get 25% off all Jockey for Men's products, like the new seam-free styles and comfortable cotton, nylon, and spandex fabric. Pick up all the classics in three packs of tees, vees, and A-neck shirts, all cotton and seam-free in the colors you love. It's the Jockey for Men back-to-school event with 25% off everything at Mervyn's.
Chevy's presents How to Speak Fiesta.
Hola. Did you know not all places are like Chevy's, where they pour Cuervo Gold tequila and squeeze fresh limes into every house margarita? Some places use mezcal. Ay, nunca. If a bartender ever makes your margarita without fresh limes and Cuervo Gold, you must say, tu perro, your dog, es muy feo, is very ugly.
That concludes this day. Chevy's, viva la fiesta.
Bay Alarm has a system for every budget. So call Bay Alarm today at 1-800-610-1000. That's 1-800-610-1000. Bay Alarm. What have you got to lose?
KFRC.
Brendan Donnelly comes in for the Angels. Our ball game reaching the bottom of the seventh inning. Now the A's have a lot of work to do as they're down 4-0 as the fans stand for the stretch. 31,471 here today, 31,471. Great attendance for this three-game series, a weekday series. A's against the Angels, first place on the line. And 117,000 fans coming into the old ballpark. Paul Byrd, 6 innings, 8 hits, no runs, no walks, and he walked and he struck out 2. He hit 1, and here's Brendan Donnelly facing Jay Payton, leading it off. 4 runs, 8 hits, Angels. No runs, 8 hits for the A's. Donnelly is 6-3 this season. His pitch to Jay Payton is ripped to left center field. Way back. Finley at the track. He's going to watch, and the A's are on the board. Jay Payton smokes one to left center field on the first pitch thrown by Brendan Donnelly in the bottom of the seventh inning. Angels 4, Athletics 1. And that's your A's replay. Remember that play and listen to Cammy and Dean on KFRC tomorrow morning for a chance to win 2 tickets to an A's game. Welcome to the ball game, Brendan. The A's are saying, what's the big deal about this Angels bullpen?
Well, a fastball belt high, and Jay Payton knows he throws a good fastball, and it's all over.
So here's Mark Ellis. It's 4-1, and the pitch to Mark is taken high, 1-0. Jay Payton has made a huge impact after the trade. Here comes Jose Molina out to the mound. In 22 games for the A's after the trade from Boston, Jay Payton has 7 home runs and 20 RBIs. And here comes Socha, now the trainer, and Buddy Black coming out. Maybe something's wrong with Donnelly.
And he bent over after throwing the home run ball, but I think it was more in disgust than anything.
Well, the Angels bullpen has shown signs of being mortal, shall we say. Watch a replay. Can you see anything, Ray? Except a fastball right down the middle to Payton. The way he landed.
Yeah, he was limping. His left knee, left ankle, something. And now looking at the ground in front, the landing spot, maybe twisted it as he delivered the pitch.
Well, the Angels on their last road trip, and this is what combined, coupled with the fact the A's have been red hot, allowed the A's to close so much ground in the division with the Angels. Donnelly apparently is going to stay in. Buddy Black, the pitching coach, a longtime pitcher in the big leagues, good southpaw with the Royals and the Giants, among others. Now the grounds crew is coming out. And I guess the issue is the landing area on the hill.
Have different pitchers in the strides, the landing area. Of course, the starters, Bird and Blanton, two right-handers as far as the left foot where they landed and created a hole. And Dolly doing his own groundskeeping.
Four members of the A's grounds crew out there, including the legendary guy they call Animal.
Is that because of his golfing?
Listen, not too many guys get into his pocket. 4 runs, 8 hits, Angels. A run, 9 hits for the Athletics. A leadoff home run by Jay Payton in his bottom of the 7th. And the count's 1-0 to Mark Ellis. Now the fans are getting stirred up. Brendan Donnelly up on top of the hill. Stays in the game. He's ready to face Ellis. And the 1-0 to Mark is taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. Kiko Calero is up in the A's bullpen. He's Torres, even with a bag at third. Center field Finley shaded toward left center. Guerrero straight away in right. And the pitch by Donnelly is swung on and hit shallow left center. And Figgins will play it on a hop. The ball hangs up and then drops in front of Figgins, the left fielder, charging toward left center. Little soft drive off the bat of Mark Ellis. And Mark, batting ninth in the ballgame, is 2-for-3. And he's 5-for-11 on the series. So Ellis at first, nobody out. Seventh inning, 10 hits for the A's. Could the A's do the highly improbable, and that is do some serious damage against the Angels bullpen in 2 games in a row? So now Jason Kendall, hit by a pitch, singled and flied out, takes a strike, 0-1.
Well, if you're asking me, I say yes. The training
well, you're
to
the
do
analyst.
It.
I am asking you. You are the color commentator. Outfield shallow shifted toward right for Kendall, a right-handed hitter with an open stance. And Donnelly's delivery to Jason is swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Angels bullpen quiet.
Usually Mike Socha, because he has just righties, he will go with a pitcher in the 7th, in this case, 1 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th. And he's not much of a lefty-righty situational pitcher.
Short lead by Ellis at first, Erstad holding. And now the 0-2 pitch by Donnelly is swung on, pop foul, out of play. 4-1 Angels. They got 1 in the 2nd on Guerrero's homer. They added 1 more in the 4th. On the double by Kennedy, the plate is Torres, who had doubled earlier in the frame. And then the Angels got 2 runs in the top of this inning. On the bases loaded, double to right by Steve Finley. The A's answering back. A leadoff homer to left center by Jay Payton, his 12th overall this year. And following that, Mark Ellis, soft drive for a base hit to left center. So it's 4-1 Angels. The winner of this game leads the division on this 11th of August. And the 0-2 pitch is high and outside. One ball, two strikes to Kendall.
Ken, Benjamin Molina just yelled over to Joe Madden, the bench coach. David Renata, the A's director of stadium operations.
You mean Jose?
Oh, Jose, I'm sorry. But they're checking behind. I don't know if they think somebody is back there relaying something. Joe Madden again looking behind home plate down in the diamond vision, or diamond level.
1-2 pitch to Kendall. Is swung on and stroke in the left for a base hit. Up to second goes Ellis, two on and nobody out. As Kendall was starting his swing, the shortstop Cabrera appeared to cheat and just lean a little bit towards second base. And then the ball went to his right. A hook kind of a swing by Kendall to drive that ball to left. And here comes Bud Black. And with nobody out, Ellis at second, Kendall at first.
Jason Kendall, one of the best at being able to adapt at the plate. He probably saw what was happening. Got out, started, held his swing up, and then able to pull a pretty good fastball from Donald.
And this is great.
It is.
Foss, because here are two ball clubs in the same division that play each other all these times, and they've been two very good clubs for so long now, battling in this Western Division. And here they are battling again today in a season series led by the A's 6-5, and the A's trying to get up off the deck here. As Peyton has homered, Ellis singled, Kendall singled, two on, nobody out, with the A's trailing 4-1. It's just great stuff, and the fans just loving it. Mark Conte has sacrificed, singled, and flied out. Again, nobody throwing in the Angels' bullpen. Is Torres even with a bag at third and pulled over in the hole. Donnelly's pitch is low. Ball one. Again, the theme today and throughout the series for the A's left-handed hitters, the infield, playing those lefties to pull. Although in the outfield, Steve Finley in center is two steps toward left center, and left Biggins is shaded toward the line. Right field, Guerrero straight up. Two on, nobody out. Seventh inning. Donnelly out of the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch is taken for a strike. A tailing fastball over the outside corner, 1-1.
In left field, just above the out-of-town scoreboard, a cardboard sign with red letters, no monkeys allowed in our house. First, the rally monkey, so evident in Anaheim.
Well, the A's at one time had the rally Miggy.
That's true, and he was a good one.
Now the 1-1 pitch. Set the delivery. Kotze hits a ground ball to first. It's a fair ball back of the bag taken by Erstad, and he goes to the bag for the out. That moves the runners up. And it's only the seventh inning. And so a base hit right here might make it a 4-3 ball game as Ellis goes to third and Kendall goes to second.
And a third time this afternoon, Bobby Crosby has had a runner at third and less than two outs. He has not been successful in getting one in yet. This would be an opportune time to do it. Struck out, and a ground ball back to Paul Bird after just missing a three-run home run.
Well, again, all the base runners today. So now the infield is back. Angels 4, A's 1, one out, two on, bottom of the seventh at the Coliseum. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter. And Donnelly's delivery. Bobby swings and misses. Down and away that time with a fastball. 11 hits for the A's and one run. 8 hits for the Angels. They've received 6 walks, 2 intentional. They have 4 runs. 25 base runners. Actually, there's been a hit batter. 26 base runners today. And now the 0-1 delivery is swung on and missed. Again, outside, down and away. Fastball might have been out of the zone.
Bobby's kind of feeling for the ball, too, especially outside. And I don't know if he can just 100% believe that he's going to be pitched away. But that's been the consistency of the Angels going after him today. Everything away. Plus, he's off the plate and has been of late.
Ellis at third. At second base is Kendall for the green and gold. Donnelly checking with Jose Molina. Big right-hander. The high set at the chest. Now the pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball up and away. 3 straight fastballs toward the outside. So Crosby strikes out. That's the second out of this seventh inning. And Chavez coming up.
Eric Chavez.
Chavez is 0 for 3. Runners have been on every time he's come up today. He bounced out to second in the first, bounced to first in the third, flied to right in the fifth. Two on, two out, bottom of the seventh. A's trail 4-1. Outfield straight away. Donnelly deals, and it's swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. Chavez, 19 home runs, 70 runs batted in. Donnelly peering in to get his sign. Ellis leads from third, Kendall from second. And now Chavez calls time and steps out. Boy, the Coliseum right now just aching to rock. Donnelly, a long look at Molina. Chavez waiting, waves the wood a couple times. Now he's ready. Donnelly's ready. And here's the 0-1 pitch. And it's swung on and ripped to right. Way back. No doubt. Tie ball game. How do you like that? A three-run shot by Eric Chavez. And suddenly, in the bottom of the seventh, A's 4, Angels 4. His 20th. And they're rocking now at the old yard in Oakland.
And for some reason, just had a feeling that Eric Chavez was going to get into a fastball from Brendan Donnelly. He did. It was perfect. Donnelly knew it, and so did Chavez.
And here's Dan Johnson. Everybody is standing, and the pitch is a ground ball by the mound toward the third baseman, is Torres, who throws to first. The Angels had the shift for Dan Johnson. He's out 5-3, but listen to the fans at the Coliseum as Eric Chavez, with one swing, has taken this from a 4-1 ball game to a 4-4 ball game after seven.
Pepsi Smash.
Pepsi Smash, known for bringing you the hottest performances from the biggest stars, has hooked up with Yahoo Music to launch smash.yahoo.com. It's more than music. It's a place where today's artists tell their stories and take you outside the studio and inside the world. And it's made possible by Pepsi.
Yeah, yeah, what up, y'all? This is Fat Joe, and here's my single, Get It Poppin', featuring Nelly.
No limit, American Express card, mommy, you can get whatever you like. Plus, I got that all-black Phantom, it's tinted up four sides. Get hit, kiss it, they can see us inside. Mommy, tell me, do you like it? I know you like it. It's written all over your face, don't fight. If you like it.
That was Get It Poppin' for my latest album, All or Nothing. Check out Pepsi Smash on Yahoo Music, where you can see me and my hoops team, the Terror Squad, rip it up at Rucker EBC Park in Harlem. Only on smash.yahoo.com.
See more from your favorite artists at smash.yahoo.com. Pepsi Smash on Yahoo Music. Check it out.
Pepsi Smash.
Hey, Doug.
Johnny, where are you?
On the bridge, stuck in traffic.
What? You drove? Why didn't you take BART? Yeah. I told you about a million times.
I know you did. BART. You're right. You're right.
Oh, man, this is an unbelievable, like, once-in-a-lifetime game, and you are stuck in traffic?
I'm hearing it on the radio.
Oh, listen, I can't pay attention. Listen to this.
Oh.
Oh, they're going wild. Listen, I'll talk to you later.
Improve your life. Take part.
On Saturday, August 13th, A's fans, 21 and older, can meet A's player Mark Ellis at Hooters in Dublin. He'll sign autographs and take photos with fans for 1 hour following the game at Hooters at 7944 Dublin Boulevard in Dublin. Don't miss this exciting opportunity with the A's and Miller Lite.
As we go to the top of the eighth inning, we'll identify themselves on the Oakland A's radio network.
Home of the 2005 Oakland A's, a different brand of baseball. 610 AM, KFRC, San Francisco.
Foss, you must have known something. You were talking earlier about Mike Stanton against Jason Giambi.
Well, that was an incredible at bat. 3-2 curveball. He's sitting on the curveball to hold at bat. He got it, hit a home run, and Eric Chavez, fastball, center cut, and no doubt about it when it left his bat. And Ken Maka waiting for Kennedy to throw, and also for Dukes to get right in the bullpen. He's going to make a pitching change.
Our ball game is tied at 4. The leadoff hitter for the Angels scheduled Jose Molina, right-handed hitter. And Justin Dukeshire has been summoned from the bullpen just to give him enough time because Calero had been the one throwing while the A's were batting in the bottom of the seventh. Kennedy took them out, warmed up, Maka waited, and saw the announcement of Jose Molina. And now Kennedy leaves, Dukeshire comes on, 4-4 tie, waiting to begin this top of the eighth inning. And we'll come back to the Coliseum right after this.
Whoa! Honey! Where's the purple chair?
7 days for $32.95.
Oh! Honey, where's the lamp?
7 days for $32.95.
Honey, where's my clothes?
$32.95. That's all it costs to sell most anything with a classified ad in the Contra Costa Times and ContraCostaTimes.com.
Honey, where's the garage?
Make money by selling most anything, even old 8-tracks, with a 3-line classified ad for only $32.95. Over 800,000 people will see your ad in the Times and on our website. Just don't, you know, get carried away.
Honey, this is starting to affect me and the kids. Honey, where are the kids?
3 lines, 7 days for only $32.95. To place your ad, call 800-733-3933. That's 800-733-3933. Some restrictions apply. Contra Costa Times classified ads. Money right under your nose.
Honey, that's the numbers card. You leave that alone.
Fireworks Night is back Friday, August 12th. It's a Friday night, so bring the whole family out to the Coliseum to watch the A's light up the Minnesota Twins on the field. Then let the kids stay up late, go down to the field after the game, spread out a blanket, and watch the fireworks light up the night sky from the location of your favorite A's player. It's an evening of family fun presented by Chevron. Game time is 7:05 p.m. For tickets, call 510-762-BALL or visit oaklandathletics.com.
Justin Dukeshire in the game for the Athletics facing Jose Molina, who leads off for the Angels. Top of the eighth, A's 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Angels 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Jose Molina is bounced into a double play, fly to center and bounced out. So Blanton for 6 for the A's today. Kennedy worked the 7th. And now Dukeshire with a pitch to Jose Molina. Broken back, ground ball to short. Crosby's got it. Fires it across. One pitch. Molina is out 6-3. Blanton, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs earned. He walked 4, 1 intentional. Struck out 1. Joe Kennedy, an inning. He allowed 2 hits. He walked 2, 2 runs. One of the walks intentional. And now for Dukeshire, he retires Molina. Intentionally walked 2. Thanks, Ray. That's right, because they walked Guerrero and then eventually walked Benji Molina on that 3-1 pitch. So both the walks intentional. And now a pitch taken for a strike by Adam Kennedy. Batting with 1 out in the 8th inning in a 4-4 tie. Dukeshire got the win in last night's game. And now the A's right-hander with a pitch. It's on the way and it's taken for a strike. Beauty, and the fans love that. Outside corner, backdoor breaking ball. 0-2. Dukeshire just so economical. Threw just 11 pitches, retiring the side. 1-2-3 in the top of the 7th in last night's game. And here's the 0-2. Just low, 1-2. Is Jay Payton the igniter?
It must be. Did it last night. Did it this afternoon. 7th inning magic.
A's were down 2-1. Going to the 7th inning last night. Payton led off with a triple, and the A's eventually got 3 runs against Scott Shields. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Backdoor, slow curve, 72 miles an hour. And Kennedy strikes out for the second out.
And tremendous bite on the 12-6 curveball.
2 home runs for the A's in the bottom of the 7th, giving the ball a long dormant this year in the power department. The A's now with 102 home runs. 2 out, nobody on, 8th inning. A's 4, Angels 4. Figgins is up. You want to keep him off the bases. He's batting left against Dukeshire in a breaking ball beauty.
And one of the
fans love the curveball.
They love it, especially when it floats in. The hitter can't pull the trigger, and it's called a strike.
Scott Shields throwing in the Angels bullpen. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Curve outside corner. Beauty taken 0-2. The momentum right now, the momentum is wearing green and gold. Dukeshire ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball just outside, 1-2.
Start to say with the acquisitions of Wetaskiw and Kennedy, what Ken Mock and Curt Young
can do is keep Dukeser strong. Remember last year, it started to wear down a little bit because of being worked a lot, but he's as strong now as he's ever been.
And the 1-2 delivery, it's on the way. Here it is. Breaking ball just low and outside. Very close. Two balls, two strikes. Tried to backdoor him that time. Beautiful Thursday. The wind not really a factor, and nothing but blue skies above the East Bay. And now the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Short left field. Crosby going out, fighting the sun. He's back there and makes a running backhanded catch. Inning over. Dukeser, a 1-2-3 eighth. A's will try to take the lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth. A's 4, Angels 4.
And now, round tables, Matt and Marcus.
Okay, Sarah on line 2. You're on the show.
Hey, Matt and Marcus. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a problem. My husband and I can't agree on pizza. I love chicken. Well, he likes sausage. Any advice?
Well, Sarah, that's easy. You guys should order Round Table's new Chicken Smokehouse Pizza.
It has tasty strips of all-white meat char-grilled chicken and a perfect assortment of fresh veggies for you.
And tasty premium andouille and hickory smoked sausage for him. It's the perfect choice for both of you. All in one outstandingly delicious pizza.
Wow, the Chicken Smokehouse sounds perfect. Perhaps you can help me with another problem?
Sure, fire away.
Well, my husband wants a king-sized bed.
But you want a queen or a double?
No, I want two singles.
Uh-oh. Well, looks like we're all out of time.
Roundtable fans, try our delicious new Chicken Smokehouse Pizza with our new char-grilled all-white meat chicken and more. Now available only at your local Roundtable.
Hey, what is that?
I don't know. It's huge.
It's humongous.
It's here. The biggest game to ever come to California.
Oh, man, it's massive.
Where'd it come from?
Who cares, dude? Let's go check it out.
The Mega Millions game from the California Lottery with mega jackpots and chances to win every Tuesday and Friday. So get ready to play. Mega Millions. It's mega big.
Mega big? Whoa.
Mega Millions tickets are on sale now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. Jackpots paid in 26 annual payments.
Fans, pick up the San Francisco Chronicle at the ballpark every weekend home game and get an A's souvenir pin. Collect all pins commemorating some of the best players and most memorable moments of A's history. Get the paper and pin every Saturday and Sunday at the Coliseum.
Bobby Kelce leads off for the A's in the bottom of the eighth inning. This is our Craig and Superfan sweepstakes inning. And our contestant today is Cheryl Pimentel of Tracy. If the A's score in this eighth inning, Cheryl wins two tickets to the Superfan celebration at an A's game in September and a $50 gift card from Craig and Auto Parts. Bobby Kelce leads off against Scott Shields, swings and misses, and it's 0-1. 4-4, Kelce leading off bottom of the eighth. And Shields, the third Angels pitcher today. In the delivery, breaking ball bounced to the right side to his left. Kennedy, rim of the outfield grass, throws to first for the out. Our earlier pitching change was brought to you by Corona and Corona Light, the official sponsor of the timeout. Paul Byrd, 6 innings, 8 hits, no runs. Brendan Donnelly, an inning, 4 hits, 4 runs. As we're tied at 4, Nick Swisher coming up. Shields 7-7 now at 2.50 ERA, the 7th. Loss coming last night, working the 7th inning, 4 hits and 3 runs. You mentioned earlier that last road trip the Angels were on, which turned disastrous for the Halos in large part because of their bullpen. Now, Nick Swisher takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. Nick has singled, flied to right, and struck out. And Swisher takes a strike, 1-1. That last trip, they were swept in Toronto. They lost the first game 8-0, but then the second game blew a late lead, lost it in 10, 3-2. Backdoor breaking ball strike, outside corner 1-2. Then they lost the lead again late against the Blue Jays, July 28th, and lost the game in 18, 2-1. The bullpen was chewed up when they got to New York, and they lost 2 out of 3 there, including 2 games that were 8-7. One of those was lost in the 11th. And the 1-2 to Nick Swisher, swung on and missed, pitching the dirt. Jose Molina reacts to his left, picks the ball out of the dirt, and throws to first for the out. Strikeout 2-3 on Swisher, and that'll bring up Jay Payton.
Yeah, might as well do it again, Jay.
To enter our Craig and Superfan sweepstakes, visit the Craig and location near you and fill out an entry blank. No purchase is necessary. 4-4, eighth inning, two out. base on the way. Check swing foul back to the screen. 0-1. Again, lots of sunshine. Just a light breeze blowing. And 31,471 today. 45,000 last night. 40,700 Tuesday night.
About 117 total for three?
Yep. Finley in center is deep and shaded toward right center. Medium depth in left. Straight away, Figgins. Same in right with Guerrero. 0-1 to Jay. Is driven to right center field. Going to hang up, though. Finley coming on is there and makes the catch. So Shields works a routine bottom of the eighth. 1-2-3, and after eight complete, we have a 4-4 tie.
Hey, this is Nick Swisher, right fielder for the Oakland A's. Walk into our clubhouse and you'll find guys listening to all kinds of music. Zito will be strumming his guitar to John Mayer. Hatterberg left Petty cranked up. And Scudero, well, don't tell him I told you, but soft rock hits of the 80s. Me, I'm a big country western fan. Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, pretty much any song about dogs or trucks. The point is, everyone's into something different. And that's what makes Rhapsody from Comcast high-speed internet so cool. Rhapsody is the online music service with more than 1 million songs you can listen to or download with Comcast at pure broadband speed faster than DSL. So no matter what kind of music you like, you'll find it. And fast. They even have more than 100 radio stations you can listen to for free. Why not give the folks from Comcast a call today and ask them about Rhapsody, the world's number one rated digital music service. It's your life with a soundtrack.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for more information.
Chevy's presents How to Speak Fiesta.
Hola. Did you know not all places are like Chevy's, where they pour Cuervo Gold tequila and squeeze fresh limes into every house margarita? Some places use mezcal. Ay, nunca. If a bartender ever makes your margarita without fresh limes and Cuervo Gold, you must say, tu perro, your dog, es muy feo, is very ugly.
That concludes this day. Chevy's, viva la fiesta.
The A's host the Twins Sunday, August 14th at 1:05. The first 10,000 fans will receive an Eric Chavez figurine brought to you by eLoan. For tickets, go online at oaklandathletics.com or call 510-762-BALL.
KFRC.
And after eight, our ball game is tied at four. Ninth inning, here's Bill.
Justin Dukes here after a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Now will confront the 2-3-4 slots in the order, led off by Cabrera, who is 1-for-4 today. And the first pitch taken for strike one. Cabrera came in at an even 250 for the year. Breaking ball runs outside in the count now 1-1.
Francisco Rodriguez up just in case for the Angels, their closer.
Chavez guarding the line at third. Outfield playing Cabrera to pull. And a breaking ball strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Right-hander against right-hander. Erstad in the on-deck circle. The big curve. Strike three. He throws him with that 12-6 hook. Outlooking is Cabrera. There was that pregnant pause between the time it passed through the strike zone and plate umpire Mike DeMuro gave the indication of strike three, and then the fans erupted.
And the jelly legs. Cabrera didn't know what to do. The legs just started wobbling a little bit, and the curveball frozen, could not do anything with it.
Here's Erstad. Came in with a 10-game hitting streak today. He's gone 0-for-3 with a walk. And the curve strike is called.
But it's a matter of a catcher staying with a great pitch. And Jason Kendall's got the curveball sign, and Dukes continues to throw a good one.
And the right-hander pivots and delivers. Swing and a miss. Way out in front that time. Dukes goes back, touches the rosin with a pitching hand. Vladimir Guerrero swinging a bat in the on-deck circle. Dukes are ready to work. And he cranks it in. There's a swing and a ground ball to the right of second. Backhand by Ellis. Quick release. Full in time. Ellis has perfected a quick release magnificently to compensate for any strength loss to the shoulder by way of that injury a year ago.
And he doesn't even believe there's anything lost from the injury because he just, it's like he doesn't even remember it happening because he continues to throw the ball so well. Now, here's a situation I'm sure Jason Kendall is talking to Dukeshire about. You got Jose or Benjamin Laney on deck circle, Vladimir Guerrero with two outs. Even if they pitch him carefully and walk him, don't worry about it.
The point is, you don't always walk him even if you throw balls out of the strike zone.
That's true.
Because the man can hit just about anything.
They're going to put him on.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it.
Right.
I don't think you want to pitch around. I think he's just too dangerous to try that.
Good point.
Third time he's drawn the intentional walk today. That puts the go-ahead run at first.
And that's total respect there, but he is such a good hitter, and you're right, such a good bad ball hitter.
Ray, you made the comparison to Barry Bonds earlier.
Absolutely.
And this is Bonds S right here.
So it'll be Benji Molina against Dukeshire here in a moment. There's ball four. That is the fourth intentional walk given up today by the A's staff. Four runs and 12 hits for the A's. Four runs and 8 hits for the Angels. And here's Benji. He walked as a pinch hitter for Kotchman in the seventh, got a hit in the count 3-1, and then was given the fourth ball intentionally. And very tough with that short, quick stroke through the zone. He can go opposite field or he can pull. Dukeshire ready to work. Turn a throw to first, and Guerrero jumping back on the bag.
Sure, every manager that makes this move holding their breath just because you're putting the potential go-ahead run on base via an intentional walk. In this case, with two outs, but still the right move for Ken Mocka to make.
Now Dukeshire sets, brings the hands down, and comes to the plate. And a swing and a miss on the fastball for strike one. I think it was a cutter again, wasn't it, Ray?
Yes, it was, and it's been a good one for him. Justin Dukeshire has a sign. I saw it earlier. The Duke placed in the outfield.
Well, you know, it's what I always put in my scoreboard.
much easier to put Dukeshire.
I just put Duke. No balls and a strike. Chavez very deep in guarding line at third. Strike on the outside corner. He sliced the edge with a slider that time, and the count now is 0-2. Benji Molina taps the bat on the plate. Rests it on the right shoulder. Open stance. 0-2 coming up. And now Dukeshire steps off. He had a second thought. Looks in at Kendall. And he wants Kendall out on the mound. Good idea if there's any doubt in your mind.
Starting back-to-back cutters. Nailing the outside corner. Of course, the great curveball he's thrown already today is probably in the back of his mind. But it's also a pitch that Benji Molina, if the ball is going away, much better chance of getting it. Ball coming in, especially by a lefty, an easier pitch for Molina to handle.
All right, ready to go again. Kendall goes down in the crouch. Guerrero at first base. Go ahead, run. 4-4 in the top of the ninth. Dukeshire sets. Whirl, a throw, a dive, almost got him. That big, lengthy body sprawling out with a hand reaching to the bag just ahead of the tag by Dan Johnson.
And a quick tag, quick throw by Dukeshire, and an even quicker tag by Johnson.
And once again, Dukeshire bends in to get the sign. He comes set. And the two-strike pitch, they pitch out. Guerrero going nowhere. Rodriguez had been throwing in the bullpen in right field. He's just standing on the mound now, arms folded, watching the action from afar. Molina stays very quiet at the plate. Let's check the 1-2. outside. He won't bite at one that far off.
Jay Payton, as he has done in this series, when hitters have fallen behind on the count, he's changed direction. It's left center. But once two strikes recorded on Molina, moved over to right center.
Probably maybe three, four steps to the right of straight away.
Big gap in left center.
It's gone from 0-2 to 2-2. And here it is. Runner going, the pitch in the dirt, a breaking ball, and there's no throw as Kendall had to block it, and Guerrero gets his second steal of the day. And now is in scoring position, and the count has gone full, and on deck is Finley, by the way. So Benji Molina with an at-bat now that he's turned the momentum from 0-2 to a full count. He's had a look at a lot of pitches here. This can help a hitter in a given at-bat. And Dukeser, again, after getting on the rubber, steps off and walks up to the side of the hill.
Yeah, Benji Molina asking for something. Pointing out that the umpire already, Joe West, on the first base side of second, so he's not interfering with it.
Dukeser ready again. The look at second where Guerrero has the lead, the 3-2. Foul tip. He had him fooled on the breaking ball, just got a piece of it, and comes back toward the backstop on the ground.
That was a good one, too. Good hook, first running thrown to Molina on this at-bat.
Dukes retired the first five he faced, last inning in this, and walked Guerrero intentionally. He's at second with a go-ahead run. And again, Benji Molina digs in. Very still. The look, the 3-2. Ball four. He walked him. It's outside. Very good at bat for Benji Molina.
Trying to get him chase after he fell behind 0-2 with the exception of the pitch out. But he would not offer at a cutter out of the strike zone.
Here's Finley, who's had his struggles this year, but has a home run in this series last night. And a big two-run double in the seventh that looked like it might have been the margin to give the Angels the big leg up on the win.
Kurt Young comes to the valve. While we have a second, you know, we talk about the attendance and the 117,000 here this week, but it's more than just people in the seats. You see the fans standing, and there's an emotion and a passion that you can really feel that it's been easy to feel this week from the A's fans.
And I think that comes in some measure from the way the A's themselves comport themselves on the field. Mm-hmm. There's a dash about them, an enthusiasm. Houston Street is beginning to throw in the A's bullpen. DeMuro goes out now to see if he can speed this huddle up a little bit. Kurt Young, maybe more loquacious than usual, stands and has a nice chat. So, ball game very much on the line here. Two quick outs in the ninth. They walk Guerrero intentionally, and after a long at bat, a 3-2 pitch outside, and Molina walks. Finley, three fly ball outs and a double. He is 2-for-12 in the series. Both extra base hits. Strike one is called. He comes in with a cutter to start him off.
And the two hits that he has gotten, breaking balls. A slider from Kennedy today. And last night, Houston Street, a slider. So, see if they stay hard, which they did in the first one, even though it was a cutter.
Finley waves the bat for a moment. Now the 0-1 delivery coming. Swung on. There's a high pop-up. Shallow center. Out is Ellis. Calling for it. And has it. And so the Angels stall. The runners aboard. Two men are left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Tied at 4-4.
Don't you wish you could get more space at home without the high costs and hassles of a room addition? Most people think they've got to spend $40,000, $50,000, or $60,000. Not to mention the headaches of having your home torn up for 6 months. I'm Paul Johnston, president of The Shed Shop, here to let you know there is another alternative. We offer nicely finished, custom-built backyard buildings for a fraction of the cost of a room addition. For example, in most cases, you can get our deluxe Grand Classic, size 10 by 12, completely finished and installed with electricity for under $10,000. It's perfect for a hobby room, playhouse, exercise room, art studio, or home office. To see our buildings in person, visit one of our showrooms in Fremont, Martinez, or Rancho Cordova. For directions and information, log on to shedshop.com.
More great space for your place at shedshop.com.
Something big is happening during every Friday night A's home game with GM's Drive It Out of the Park giveaways. A GM car or truck will be given away at every Friday night home game. You could be the winner of a brand new Chevy SSR, a GMC Envoy Denali, a Cadillac CTS, a Saturn Ion Redline, a 2006 Chevrolet Corvette C6, or other fine GM vehicle. 13 different model GM vehicles will be given away. Enter at findyourstyle.com by becoming an A's season ticket holder or by going to a Friday night game. GM's Drive It Out of the Park giveaways. No purchase necessary. Vehicle subject to change. Legal California residents 18 or older only. Void where prohibited. Go to findyourstyle.com for more details.
KNRC. Mark Ellis will lead off in the bottom half of the ninth for the Athletics. Scott Shields on the hill for his second inning, set down the side in order in the eighth on just eight pitches. Ellis already two hits today, three last night, and the pitch on the way. A breaking ball, strike one. Ellis had three hits in Kansas City Saturday, three Sunday. Three last night and two today. Strike two on the outside corner. Shields very sharp. Hayes got him last night. It would be a rarity to get him two consecutive days. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. You maybe remember one time they got him earlier this year for the first visit of the Angels here when he threw away a sacrifice bunt. And all the way down the right field line, and the A's scored the winning run from first.
And Bill, Ken Maka just told Kurt Young to tell Houston Street he has the 10th, if there is a 10th.
And the pitch on the way. Ellis spins away and almost hit him as a breaking ball started inside.
He has to talk to Jason Kimmel about that.
Well, you got to build up that talent over the years. Top of the order on deck, and the 2-2 pitch coming. Swung and beaten foul on the ground off to the left. If we do go extra innings today, the A's so far are perfect at home at extra inning games. Swing and a slicing drive to right that will twist out of play into the bullpen area. Overall, the A's are 8-2 in extra innings, 5-0 here, 3-2 on the road. And the Angels are 6-8. They're 4-2 at home, but only 2-6 on the road. Ellis, two balls, two strikes. Staying alive here. Here's Shields' pitch. Line drive. Right through Shields into center field for a base hit. Right past his feet. Ellis with his third three-hit game in the last five.
He is hot. He's such a smart hitter. Got a fastball. He just foul ball down the right field line. Stayed inside the ball. Right back up the middle for a base hit.
Here's Kendall now, hit by a pitch, single, flied out, and single. He sure as will play him a step up on the grass at third.
He handles the bat so well, but I can't remember him sacrificing.
I can't either.
Yeah. He's going to try it.
He squared around, and the pitch taken, and he takes high for a ball, ball one. Just looking in the stat pack today.
Ken says he has two.
Yes, he does.
K-Rod is up in the bullpen.
Shields looking in. His tourist ready to charge from third. Erstad at the bag, ready to charge from there. And the pitch. He's around the bunt. He pops it up way back over the screen. Probably a ball. It was up a lot. No way he could get on top of it.
It almost looked like he's trying to bunt it over the head of the charging Erstad.
Yeah, I mean, a very different looking push that he gave to it.
And he's got to be so tempted to bring the bat back and try to swing the ball, bat. And
of course, there is a right side hole with the first baseman on the bag. Now the set again. He squared around. And a look over at first. And no pitch. He backs out of the batter's box. A's were down 1-0, 2-0, then 4-0 before their four-run rally in the seventh against Brendan Donnelly. Kendall squares. The pitch bunted back toward the hill. Taken and fired to second base by the pitcher in time to get the force out. Dug out of the dirt by the shortstop Cabrera. It was bunted too hard back to Shields. From the moment the ball was bunted, he had one thing on his mind, go for the force. He didn't make a good throw, but it was dug out by Cabrera. And with one out, the A's had the potential winning run at first in the person of Kendall. One to six. Here's Patsy. He's 1-for-3 today. He sacrificed in the first inning. Shields is really tough on lefties. They only bat 170 against him. Right-hander's 229. Trying to get the Angels into extra innings in this rubber game of the series. Swung line in the center, base hit. Going to second, Kendall stops after taking the turn. That was a sizzling shot by Kotze on the first pitch, and there was an instant when Shields had an instinct to reach for it with his bare hand, which would have been disaster for him.
I think we're going to see Francisco Rodriguez right here.
I think you're right. Mike Socha is in the top step. And this, for a manager on the tie game of the ninth inning, his biggest save opportunity is when he has a lead.
So here he comes. Mike Socha on the way to the mound. A-Rod makes his last throw. And is on the way in. A pitching change. Well, he started in. He stopped now. Yes, it is official. A pitching change, a break in the action brought to you by Corona and Corona Light. Official sponsor of the timeout. Two on, first and second, one out, bottom of the ninth, tie game. We'll be right back.
It's a legendary team of fierce competitors, posting unbeatable stats each year, putting themselves in a league of their own. And you can only see them at your local California Ford dealer. Introducing the 2005 Ford lineup. F-150, the best-selling truck 28 years and counting. Explorer, America's most trusted SUV. Expedition, with more horsepower and torque than ever. Escape, the best-selling small SUV in America. 500, with the most interior volume in its class. Freestyle, offering the best-in-class cargo space. And Mustang, a bold new look with a bold 300-horsepower engine. This season, watch as your local California Ford dealer edges out the competition with record savings and unbelievable incentives, driving their way to another year of victory. Who will bring home the glory? Who will become your MVP? Get to your local California Ford dealer and find out. Ford, built for California, built for the road ahead.
To build a championship team, you need the right players in the right positions. That's why the A's have chosen Pinnacle Document Systems for their office equipment needs. If your office needs a copier, printer, or multifunctional device, call Pinnacle today. If it's IT professional services or document management software, Pinnacle can drive home the winning run for your organization. Call Pinnacle Document Systems at 877-PDS-COPY. For your free document flow analysis, call Pinnacle Document Systems at 877-PDS-COPY. KFRC. The dominating right-hander Francisco Rodriguez, who has 26 saves and 30 opportunities, ready to face Crosby. Rodriguez with the nastiest of sliders. Such a huge break. Checks and delivers to Bobby. And it's a breaking ball outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. He is 2-2 for the year. Street still throwing in the A's bullpen. Crosby today, 1-for-4, couple of strikeouts. They worked him away in this series. Fastball is a little up. Chavez is on deck.
And boy, it seems a whole lot faster than 90 miles per hour, according to the scoreboard gun.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot of arms and legs, and of course, the devastating breaking pitch you have to be concerned about.
There's a 268 ERA. Opposing batters hit only 161 against this guy. 2-0 delivery. Swing and a bouncing ball towards short. Cabrera has it. Second for one. Kennedy to first. Not in time.
And boy, Kennedy made a big mistake.
Yes, he did.
He bounced that, and Erstad made a great pick. And if that ball gets by, the A's are in the dugout celebrating.
Kennedy probably wasn't going to have a chance to complete the double play anyway, no. But gave it a shot. Now runners at first and third, two out for Chavez, who tied the game with a three-run homer in the seventh.
Erstad made a great play. I'm surprised he didn't come off the bag and just try to block the ball instead of reaching out and catching on the short hop. You're right, Ken. It gets by and the A's win.
Here's Chavez, and here comes Bud Black, the pitching coach, to talk to Rodriguez about how they want to work the A's third baseman, whose homer in the seventh was his 20th of the year.
And going back to the early part of the season when K-Rod blew the save, Scott Hatterberg at the plate with a base hit to left field, a runner at third base. It seemed like he didn't want to throw the breaking pitch and take a chance on bouncing it. Threw him a fastball. Scotty lined it hard to left field, and the A's won the game. Similar situation now with Kendall at third.
Because Jose Molina is a very, very good catcher at blocking the ball.
But not an 85-mile-an-hour hard slider or curveball in the dirt. That can be very tough for a catcher.
No, Black jogging back to the dugout.
Discussion more likely from Bud Black, more of a situation with the A's. Of course, Bobby Crosby not being held at first. And if they allow him to go, then Chavez, Eric would be intentionally walked more likely to face Dan Johnson.
Of course, they can pitch around him anyway. Exactly. They'd rather take their chances with Dan Johnson. Because they've got a base open, and the only runner who means anything is over at third base. That's Kendall. First pitch. There goes the runner from first, Bobby Crosby, down to second uncontested. Defensive indifference. Now the ball gets away behind the mound, and fullback coming home to score is Jason Kendall. And on a freak play, the Athletics have won the game and the series. You would not believe it. On the throw from Jose Molina back to the pitcher, the ball got loose. He went scrambling toward second base to run it down. Alertly at third, Kendall broke for the plate, slid in with a winning run, and that is one for the books. Holy Toledo. Everybody standing in shock and mostly joy. The exceptions being, of course, those who are of the Angel persuasion.
You know, I think what happened is that Rodriguez was upset that he didn't get the call.
Exactly right, Ken. And he just reached down, tried to grab the ball, went off the edge of his glove, and Kendall so alertly took off and scored ahead of the throw.
Rodriguez was staring at the plate umpire and didn't move and didn't react because he was upset that he didn't get the call.
It's going to be an error on Rodriguez. The A's will take it any way they can get it. What a wild, bizarre ending.
Well, we've seen that kind of an ending with a different... I'm looking at a replay right now.
Yeah, he put his glove on his hip and just kind of reached down.
Yeah,
did not,
very casual.
Yeah, like out of frustration, you know, how could you not call that kind of thing? And then he didn't go after the ball.
Well, this brings to mind the game the A's won here in April.
That's right.
On Scott Shields' throwaway of the sacrifice bunt.
That also was an E1. This is an E1 on Rodriguez. And what a comeback. The A's lost the opener of the series. Big win last night. Scored in the seventh and the same this afternoon to take the tie and then win it. And Frankie Rodriguez, the throw, and then sat down and watched in disgust as Jason Kendall scored. And what a bizarre ending.
And the only object of his disgust will be himself.
So, exactly.
Well, we'll be back with the final totals in 1 minute.
I'm Smith.
And I'm Jones.
And we're conducting an experiment to see if people like trash in their homes.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Do you recognize this burrito wrapper?
No.
How about this soda cup?
No. Who are... Hey, you just threw them on my floor. Who are you guys?
Uh-huh. Judging from your reaction, it looks like, no, you don't like trash in your home.
Of course I don't like trash in my home. Man, look, there's hot sauce everywhere. You're getting hot sauce on my Fluffy.
Write down Fluffy's reaction, Smith.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am, this trash is yours. We saw you toss it out your window on the freeway.
Looks like it was a mega burrito.
Well, actually, it was a wrap.
Is California your home, ma'am?
Of course it is.
And you don't like trash in your home.
Of course not. Hey, are you guys going to pick this up or what?
Starting the second experiment.
Leaf blower.
Check.
What are you doing? All over my house.
That's right. Wind and trash don't mix, do they, ma'am? Write that down, Smith.
Got it.
In fact, wind can blow trash into storm drains. It's a big problem.
Don't trash California, ma'am.
Don't trash California. A message from the Caltrans Stormwater Program.
KFRC. Flabbergasted would be the only proper word, I think, in the response to what the feelings are here at the Coliseum after that bizarre finish that leaves the A's a game in front of the Angels in the American League West as the Angels leave town until the next to last series of the year.
Well, and you've got a veteran player, Bill, again, as they're replaying it, the alertness of Jason Kendall.
Absolutely.
That's just, you know, to react that quickly, and then a very tough lesson learned by Francisco Rodriguez.
Well, final totals here this afternoon. For the A's, 5 runs, 14 hits, no errors and 8 left. And for Anaheim, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error and 11 left. Justin Dukeshire gets the win. He is now 6-2, won each of the last 2 games of this series. And the loser is Scott Shields, who loses each of the last 2. He is 7-8. The time of the game, 3 hours and 1 minute. And the paid attendance today, 31,471. Reminder that the Twins come to town tomorrow night, starting the 3-game weekend series, hoping for a little payback after the A's took 3 out of 4 at the Metrodome on the last road trip. And Johan Santana will be doing his best to get the Twins off on the right foot after the A's were able to win the ballgame he started in Minnesota. And it'll be Danny Heron going for the Athletics in a game that begins at 7:05. We'll have the wrap-up coming up next, of course, with highlights and the scoreboard and schedule. Our network producer for today, John Trinidad. Our remote engineer, Mike Baird. Robert Vaughn, the assistant producer in the booth. Bill King speaking for Ken Korak and Ray Fossey. Invite you to join us for the next broadcast tomorrow. That'll be at 5:30 Marty Lurie airtime for right off the bat. Then at 6:15, the expanded pregame. And at 6:45, we're joined by the network for Ray Fossey and the warm-up. Once again, the final score today on a bizarre error in the bottom of the ninth inning with 2 out. The Athletics have gone into first place by a game over the Angels and taken the series 2-1 by a score of 5-4. Barry delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Xavi hits a drive to right center. Way back. That has a chance. It is gone.
2005 Oakland A's baseball has been brought to you by Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Cold down easy. By Roundtable Pizza. Roundtable's new smokehouse combo is here. Layered with 3 smoketacular premium meats like Primo Pepperoni, Hickory Sausage, and Andouille Sausage. And topped with garden fresh veggies. Call Roundtable now and have a large smokehouse combo delivered hot and fresh to your door. By Pepsi. By the Men's Warehouse. From corporate to casual, you'll find the Men's Warehouse to be tasteful. Affordable. You're going to love the way you look at the Men's Warehouse. By Cache Creek Casino Resort, where winning is everything. By Bay Alarm. Bay Alarm has a system for every budget. So call Bay Alarm today at 1-800-610-1000. That's 1-800-610-1000. Bay Alarm. What have you got to lose? And by Kragen Auto Parts. Do it yourself and save at Kragen, where low prices are guaranteed. Great price? We got it. Hey A's fans, receive in-game alerts, scores, breaking news and more instantly on your mobile phone. Simply text the word A's or Athletics to 65246 or MLB Go from your mobile phone. A $3.99 per month charge will appear on your phone bill as long as you remain subscribed. For A's fans on the go, text A's to 65246. That's MLB Go. Stay tuned now for the A's wrap-up, coming up next on the Oakland A's Radio Network.